We're in for a great show with O-Matic, with El Kiki, with Ernie, with Wet Carrot, with Finchi Paja, with fucking Barry, with me and Angel. Stay tuned for all the good stuff here on the Emo Brown Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, and the lies, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown, the podcast, brought to you by Grasshopper. For all your medicinal, recreational cannabis needs, make sure you tune in and get your discount card so you can drop it down, make it clack, get 15% back. Barry, what happens on Tuesdays?
Tote Tuesdays, you get 30% off.
Wow, when's the last time you went in there? For real?
It's been a while.
Nah, you're a damn liar, dog.
I used to go there for like every Disneyland trip, but I haven't been to Disneyland in a while.
Disneyland is hella expensive.
Yeah.
But it's not expensive if you have your Emo Brown Social Club card. Go tell Mickey to bring in... What would you tell Mickey? Do you think if we made a clack, we can get Disney to give a little bit back?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Travel
Streetwear. Homie Theo Bobby will always make a clack and give you some money back. Who's on into the lower left? Make sure you get yourself a fresh new jacket that Tribal Streetwear put out. I don't know. I saw it on one of their reels. He put it out as some dude wearing it. It's almost like a windbreaker. Pero con pockets en frente. Looking good. Had a little bit of a hoodie. I got to go pay him a visit. I would like to purchase that one. Because today I'm rocking Silk Cloud.
There you go.
Dude, I'm like Garth from Wayne's World. Just walking around hella advertis style, bro. Silk Cloud. Make sure you go in there and visit Compa Isaac. He has a killer brand. Go online. SilkCloud.com. Drop in Emo30. Get your discount right there. It doesn't end there, though. It doesn't end there. Go to the Alwood. Best nighttime happy hours you'll ever encounter. Starts at 10 p.m., $6 old-fashions. Some people say they're the best old-fashions in South Bay, almost at San Diego.
And I would agree with those people.
Yeah, I had a good one in, you know, San Diego as a whole this last weekend at the show. We'll get into that. Also, Three Punk Ales. We're going to get into you early today, brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're going to get into you today a little bit early, man. Ladies and gentlemen, here to talk to us about all things Three Punk Ales.
Sí, señor.
The champ, El Kiki Montalvo. Get at it, brother. How you doing?
What's up? Well... I brought Needle in the Hay today, man.
All right.
Because we just got that back. We got it canned. We got it at the brewery on 3rd. We got it at Little Italy. We got it on tap, cans, crawlers.
Needle in the Hay. Great name. Do you know where it's derived? Let's see. I know where it is, but I think I've talked about it enough that I can't do a giveaway for that. That's a little too easy.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, is that too
easy? I don't think we talked about it on air, though.
No? Are you drinking or are you out right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
the worst dry month of my life.
Horrible dry month. Needle in the Hay. A little background on this beautiful beer. Double IPA. It's our American West Coast style IPA. Double IPA. 8.5%. This is the first beer we brewed. The first beer we brewed out of Santee. When we first opened as Three Punk Ales, we opened in Santee, Kiki.
Yes.
We opened down there because we weren't an original brewery.
Yeah, you guys were doing it at a butcher's, right?
Yes, we were doing it at a butcher's brewing in Santee because we didn't have a facility. So we procured our licenses, built the brand, started doing business planning, business model development, and we realized quickly how expensive it is to get into this industry. So we were able to sublease equipment space and brewing space from butchers called, what was the fucking program called? Oh, how long was that? That was 4 minutes, probably. Cuss,
oh, jeez.
We're 3 minutes in.
3 minutes in? Yeah. Damn, fool. We are horrible.
I put the mic down so I didn't say anything.
It's called an alternating proprietorship. They let us lease out space at Butcher's Brewing. We went in there. We started brewing, did our thing. And that's how we got our beak wet. And this was the first beer we brewed. And we debuted this beer in a place called... I don't even remember anymore, but it was in some near San Diego State. Hmm. Somebody remembers, shoot me a message on that one. And we made a,
giveaway
K&B
right there.
Wine Cellars. K&B Wine Cellars.
Was it Woodstocks?
No, K&B Wine Cellars. And we made a batch with cranberry, and everybody loved the cranberry IPA we made for Thanksgiving. And we did the Needle in the Hay, and cheers, man. Needle in the Hay. It's been one of our top sellers since day one. Needle in the Hay, named after the song Needle in the Hay. Love it.
By who?
Mm. By who?
As chat, the chat. If you can tell us, I will give you
a
shout out.
Cheap ass bastard. Give something for real, fool.
What do I got? You can take something off my shelf.
Oh no.
You gotta come in. Not the picture of Pete.
Really? You don't think so? Does anyone here know? Do you know, O-Matic, where the name Needle in the Hay came
off my shelf?
Dude, no.
No? Anyone back there? Wet Carrot? Tampoco? Nobody? Are there no emo fans? Nada. All right, that's a good one then. Hey, if you figure out who sings this song, and it's got to be quick, it's got to be in the next 30 seconds. Oh, who did
By
that?
Who?
Who did that?
Is that Plomero?
Who did? Huh?
Hexus
is not allowed to play, fool. Yeah, no. Hexus, I swear to you, Hexus turns on his live and he's probably in the bathroom in his office and he's like, hey, don't bother me. I'm listening to the podcast. And because he answers everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Sorry, Hexus, you're not allowed to play. We'll come up with another.
No, he should be allowed to play. He wins two prizes for listening. Right. So,
Hexus, I got a $10 gift card for you at the brewery. Ooh. Actually, I got two beers for you at the brewery. All right. Yeah. Take care of him if you see him. Okay. He's not my cousin. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to all the things that we do here at Emo Brown. YouTube. YouTube's been going up slow and steady. It's like, pacing itself. We got to get those views up. We got Spotify. Spotify, I don't know if you remember, but we peaked at 47. We were ranked 47 in all in Spotify. Yeah. Okay. Spotify across the table for nice. Society and culture podcasts. Top 50, perro.
We're That's cultured.
People tell me.
Okay.
People say. The streets are talking. That was on Spotify. So we were like, we were legitimately, what is it called when you're on there? We were ranking. We were charting.
Charting.
We were charting. Top 50 for Spotify. We were charting top 100 in Apple, dude.
We're like the Nickelback of podcasts.
We did that. I don't know why that impresses me until I look and see that everybody has a podcast full.
Yeah.
Everybody has a podcast. There's a
bunch out there. I'm trying not to cuss still, and I shouldn't because we've already cussed, but.
Did we cuss?
I feel limited.
No, I don't know if we cussed.
I don't think it was. Because you said, he said.
I said fuck. I totally did, fool. Because this beer blows my brains out, dog. I was like, hey, I gotta have me a needle in the fucking ape.
The fucking ape. It turns you into Conor McGregor when you drink it.
Monday through Friday, $5 a five. You get all of those beers, Kiki. What else is going on at the brewery before we wrap up the year? Closing it down.
We're bringing back the rye.
Ryu tripping.
The Ryu tripping.
Unfiltered. Yeah, when are you guys making a hazy? When are you guys making a hazy? Guys, this hazy is getting carbonated today. We're going to call it a hazy. Shut up. It's unfiltered. It's going to be a little hazy. It's going to be a little hazy. Award-winning beer.
But it's going to settle. So people are going to come
better in. Better come in quick. Oh, you better come in quick before it settles.
Or shake it up.
Yeah, give it a nice little tú sabes what.
Get that pint.
The Ryu Trippin' is an award-winning beer. Yeah, an award-winning beer in major beer competitions worldwide.
All right.
But this one won in San Diego, the festival at the Del Mar Fair. That's a big deal, dog. You can't take over the world before you take it on your backyard.
Especially because we're the fucking mecca of fucking craft brew here.
Our opinion matters.
True that.
not that's the wrong one. Mecca high, ho. Right, Trippin, what, Friday? We're dropping that shit?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
It's getting carved today.
I assure you.
So when this pod comes out.
He's carving it today.
I assure you.
So by the time this podcast is released, Angel, it'll already be fucking on the draft.
Get in there quick. Because this beer tastes amazing, like fresh. It's going to taste killer in cans, killer throughout the month or however long we make this beer last. But this beer moves fast. We do it once a year. And I keep telling Kevin, I said, maybe we should think about doing this on the regular. But I feel like it loses its allure. You know, it's going to lose that like, oh, shit. I remember that beer came out like once a year. We can't have it on all the time. That's for Needle in the Hay.
See.
Ryu Trippin'. Get in there. It's an amazing beer. What else is cracking, fool?
What else we got? We got the Tuesdays, the Tuesdays at Little Italy.
Go ahead.
I forget what it is.
Of course you do, DJ night. We're going to get into why you have issues remembering things in a minute. What happened? We're going to get into cutting off oxygen to your brain in a second and see how that works out for you. Tuesdays, screws on into Little Italy and bring your record. Spin it.
Yes, sir.
DJ Wet Carrot, get on that list, bro.
Let's go.
I want to see what DJ Wet Carrot's all about. He's doing bar mitzvahs. He's doing christenings. He's doing all of the things. Reach out to DJ Wet Carrot on social media and make sure he'll give you a tasty rate. You make your card clack, he'll probably give you a discount. Ain't that right? There it is, bro. Bilingual too. So you know he'll do all the
bilingual
things.
Bilingual Brian.
He does quinceañeras too. Brian. El compa Brian. DJ Wet Carrot. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. It's all great. We also have merch. We have merch coming out. Reach out to Ben from Compost Printing. Or is it? Is it Compost Printing? Is that what it's called?
Compost Printing.
Go out. Reach out. We got some killer shirts. I should have sent you the image that we're thinking of using. Or is surprise effect still something that people like are all about?
No, I want to hear this one.
Yeah, you want to see?
Yeah, what is it?
Nah, I'll show you. We'll post it up later.
Yeah, show me.
I'll post
it up later.
And it's a good one.
Either way, our shit always sells out.
Say it again?
Either way, our shit always sells out.
That's the kind of confidence I want from you in the ring. Let's get into that. That's the kind of confidence. We had a presser.
Yes.
We had a presser.
A depressor.
Very much a depressor. Fucking, we'll get into that too. Kiki, you had a fight on Friday. Tell us all about it. Don't go over 33 seconds, though.
God, sheesh.
Go ahead. Jesus. 33 seconds for all of you. No, that's how long it took for the fight to last. Because Kiki, tell us all about it, Kiki. Fuck.
Yeah, man. I mean, what was there to say? I got caught.
Yeah.
And fucking, he rocked me. He rocked me. He countered my fucking hook. Mm. So when he got me in the clinch, he threw that fucking front kick and I parried it. I went in and like we both went in. We threw like on the first one, everything kind of just grazed each other. And then he got me in the clinch.
You guys were going to go toe to toe. It looked like you guys were just starting to bang,
well,
yeah, bro.
Well, he got me in the clinch. And then when he got me in the clinch, I already knew where his head was at. Cause like from when
on his shoulders.
Well, no, dude, but like, it's like,
for most people, keep it.
But it's like you try to move your head out of the way, and I already knew where it was at. So then I just, like, you know, he had the clinch. I didn't know what else. So I just fucking went for the, like, to get with the right. I connected. And then I went for the two body shots. He threw the knee, and I fucking went to block. And I kind of ate it, but it hit my hand because I get where there's not on my head, on the side of my head, like, it's not as. The pain is not as big as to where
you're missing skull bone.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
But like, it's not like the soreness isn't to where like where his whole knee connected.
Okay.
So it was
no
like,
concussion.
He just clipped you barely.
Yeah. Like, and I was able to catch it with my hand. So like when I blocked, I fucking took because like where I hit it feels just like my knuckles, like where my knuckles hit, and I'm like, oh, it's a tiny like where it really hurts. It's a tiny little area. So I'm like, fuck, I was able to kind of block it, but then when I went down, I was like, all right. He dropped, we set back up, and when I went to throw my hook, he just countered with a fucking straight right cross. Right on the fucking
when I first saw that, it didn't look devastating. You know, it looked like a glance, like, okay, maybe he just got caught off guard, a little off balance. But then you showed me the close up. Damn, te la comiste, perro.
Yeah,
that was a championship caliber punch that he gave on you, like full connect.
Had I not been swinging for the hook, it would have been I would have fucking probably ate it and it just still been rocked. But you know what I mean? I wouldn't have gone down.
That's crazy.
But I fucking went for the hook. Yeah. So I went off balance and I went straight.
And then you went straight for the legs. At that point, you were survival mode, right?
I went straight for the leg, but my head wasn't there. So when I went for the leg, I thought I was in front of the leg, but I was fucking grabbing it like sideways. Uh-huh. So I spun him onto me.
That was a deep ass. Choke that he put on you.
Yeah, rear naked.
A rear naked, gracias. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was all the way in.
Oh, that was in before I realized.
Is that the worst you feel like it's ever been in on you like that?
No, I've had it in like that before.
So you've been put to sleep before? Yeah?
Yeah.
That looked gnarly, dude.
Yeah.
It was like I almost shed a tear.
No, that shit was before I even realized that it was in like to.
That's what she said.
It was.
Yeah.
It was already like all the way around.
Mm.
Like so. As I was rewatching it, like I saw when
you rewatch it, fool?
Yeah.
How does it feel to rewatch it?
I mean, you gotta rewatch it.
Yeah, you have to. You have to see
to see where you fucked up. You have to see where you could.
That's why we suck because I never rewatch these episodes. We just put them out and I was like, "Fuck it, let's go. Whatever happens, happens."
But, all
right. Yeah, we're rewatching like, everyone.
Note to self: no rewatch. Okay,
go on. Learning so much today.
man, I just watched it over and over, and I saw when I went out. Like,
yeah.
I saw exactly when I was like, oh yeah, that's where I went.
That was like an out-of-body experience right there, huh? But you were at home watching it.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't even at home. I was still fucking on the road home. I fucking watching my
fight. How long were you knocked out, fool? Because that fool, felicidades, Manny Medina. Manny Medina, Full Circle Group will be coming through with your winnings soon, yes. I hope. Because if not, sucks for Full Circle Group. I mean, shit. Making bets. Come on, guy. No, but congratulations, Manny Medina. We spoke.
Yeah.
To be transparent. And he said, out of respect, I'm going to wait to do the post-fight presser. Let's give it a week and then I'll come in next Monday or whenever you do your next episode. I said, that's fine. I said, I have a bottle of Jack Daniels. We'll put it in the middle. We'll hit him talk about MAGA because part of the bet was like, if he wins, we'll let him talk about MAGA for a few minutes. That was not part of the bet. Don't bring that bullshit here. So, man, how would you feel to sit down and talk to him right now?
Fine.
You're good?
Yeah.
Oh shit, that got high and quiet.
It's a fight. It is what it is.
It's a business.
It's a business.
No animosity.
Exactly. Nah.
Like if you guys weren't fighting, if you guys weren't fighting, it would seem as if you guys were fucking friends and homies.
Yeah, we were just like, fuck it. This shit got happened. It got caught. Like,
how long were you guys who fight? Do you remember anything?
So I had a weird ass fucking dream. I don't remember the dream, but I know I was dreaming like that I was not even at the fight.
What was longer? The fight or you being knocked out? Because it seems like you were knocked out for a minute.
No, the fight.
Okay.
Yeah, not like as soon as I came to.
That's a good question, dog. What are you laughing? Like,
It is a good question.
That's a good question.
As soon as I came to, I already knew where I was at. Like, and I already knew it just took like a split second for me to be like, ah, fuck. Yeah.
That was your initial reaction. Like, oh no, mama's
nah, well, it's but, legit like a drinking blackout, right? Like you just like you kind of wake up like, oh fuck, what happened? Like
no, shit. not really. Cause it's like when you drink and you black out, you still don't fucking remember what the fuck happened last night.
Yeah.
But this is one of those if you've ever just like randomly passed out from like fucking hyperventilate or some shit like that, it's one of those. Like,
we should choke each other out in elementary school for fun.
Yeah. You forget real quick, like when you first wake up, like you're like trying to remember, but then like in seconds, you're just like, oh shit, yeah. Like, and to me, when it happened, like I had the CSAC fucking referee in front of me. And he was repeating, do you know where you're at? Do you know where you're at? And my first reaction was like, no. Ah, fuck.
Yeah. Sorry to have that happen to you, brother.
Because it comes back. Like, at first, you're just like, nah. And then you remember. And I was like, ah, shit, yeah. I was like, I fucking lost.
Was there an outpouring of support from the compas after the fight? Like, what was that all about?
Yeah,
how does that
there was
feel?
An outpouring of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's the fight game, bro. Shit happens. Like, yeah. Everybody understands it. Like,
hey, you're taking it like a champion, dog. Good for you, man. Good for
I can
you.
Tell I mean, you on this side of the do. TV, when we were all at Three Punks, dude, there was... nothing but fucking love. Like everybody in that room was cheering Kiki, 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 like the whole night, dude.
Well, that's crazy because historically, December 15th is the most sexless night in the year.
And there was no sex at Three Punks.
And you're telling me that there was love being thrown around and people were screaming Kiki, Kiki, Kiki.
Yeah, love for this guy.
Strange. That's strange. We'll love get into that
you,
too.
Bro.
That's bananas, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
The simple fact that you fucking step into a ring and you fucking wait for the bell and you go toe-to-toe. That's amazing to me in itself, bro. I don't have balls to do that shit. I don't have balls to go in there and just like bang. It looks like you guys were going toe to toe. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, they're going to go after it. All right, they're going in. And then ping, pong, pong, suelo. They can, no mames, compa. I got calls like, oh my God, find out if he's, my mom's like, find out if he's okay, mijo. Find out if he's okay. I was like,
yeah,
it was fine, man.
It wasn't even like, I didn't get knocked out. Like I got rocked. Like that.
Yeah, yeah, because you were reactionary when you were on the ground.
Like I got rocked. Like I was fucking, like I said, like had I not been swinging and I got rocked, you know what I mean? I probably would have fucking went up to protect and tried to give myself a few seconds and like step away.
What'd your coaches tell you? What did Coach Phil Davis say?
Nothing. There's nothing. Like he told me he's like.
So after a loss like that, and also they said nah.
There's not much you can say. Like it's. What did you show? Like it was 30 seconds. Like
33.
All he said was like, I talked to him and he was like, well, he's like, you started the fight out the way we wanted it to start. Like that was it.
Nice.
Like, but.
So now what? Back to the drawing board. You start like,
back to train.
Since you didn't get knocked out, since you didn't even tap out. You got put to sleep. Is there a protocol to go into the hospital after that as well?
No.
Or only for the knockout?
It's only for knockouts.
So hypothetically, you could jump into a ring probably in a month if you wanted to.
They just tell me I have to take 7 days off.
Okay. Awesome. Like, you could be back.
7 days off from contest. Like, okay. So I can go back to training and everything, but like, I can't fucking.
Like a Christmas Eve fight.
I can't take a fight like Friday.
But Saturday, I'm there, bro. No, man. Take care of yourself. We love you here, fool.
Yeah, man.
It made me sad. It made me sad to watch you get knocked or watch happens. You get roughed up a little bit.
I got caught.
You did? Yeah, but look at you. Caught. Look at you now.
That's it.
Solid, homie. Solid.
Fucking hell yeah, solid. The last fight, you looked a little bit more beat up. And I feel like you had more of a control on that bout. You were kind of dictating what was happening. But the mira, I was más cateado on that one. You know, you look like Prince Jafar. What was that the guy's name? After in the Disney movie, when I saw you, I was like, oh man, so what's up, like this, you look fresh as fuck, dude. You look like you're ready. Would you be ready to fight again if you had to right now? Yeah. Do you train right now? Is it back to normal or are you chilling?
Yeah, back to normal.
Yeah? Look at you, dog.
There's nothing else. Like, dog. I mean, like I said, dude, I didn't suffer a concussion or anything like
no.
that. Like, nah. That fucking shot got me right on the chin.
Mm.
Like that was one of those, like there's certain pressure points on the face that when they connect, like it cuts off it gives that instant like shut off of blood to your brain.
The button.
Yeah. So that's why when you hit the temple, when you hit the jaw right here on this side, or when you connect on the chin, because when you connect on the chin, like you move it. So I know he hit on my jaw because like when you hit on the chin or whatever, like you feel that your fucking jaw got moved to the side. So like you're trying to bite and it feels like your jaw's going, instead of coming down straight, it sideways. Feels like it's going sideways.
Yeah. Like that fool in the slap yeah. contest, that's the little person who got hit in the face and his face gets all like rearranged, all mangled. Yeah. Yeah, that's bananas, fool.
So we pull that video up?
We good? Pull that video
up. Pull that up. But yeah. See that.
Looks like he's just giving a master class right now.
He's back.
Hey, Paja, leave my producer alone so I can do some cuts, fool. What the heck is going on, dog?
Shit, Paja, dude.
But, yeah, so like I know it wasn't on my chin, like it was right connected right on the button, dude. Like, so he gave me that fucking instant daze, and like I went, like I said, I went down swinging.
Well,
like
when yeah, I was going for you that did, fucking you hook. Did go down swinging.
Yeah. Like I was going for that hook, and he just countered it before I.
Well, tune in next week, guys, as we sit down with the competitors, sit down in a nice little round table conversation where we're gonna.
Are we going to have Albert to be protection in the middle again?
Is that what we need?
I think we do.
All right, fuck it.
But this time, he needs to hand over the
money
off. Too, man.
He needs to hand over the money. Hey, more importantly, he does need to hand over the money, dude. Let's be real. Step your game up, dog. Full Circle Group. We love you. We'll sit down round table. We'll have a bottle of Jack because that's what the victor, to the victor go the spoils. So he's going to get a nice little bottle of Jack. We're going to sit him down. We're going to go around and they're going to go ahead and go back and forth. How was it? Everything you expected. Improve on, never do again, blah, 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 todo el pedo. Congratulate, reward, ridicule, all of the things. We're have fun. So tune in next week. We're down?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't believe I'm done.
I honestly feel like...
Go ahead.
Like my game plan was, you know, expecting his low
kicks. Save it for the podcast, fool.
Well, hold on. My game plan was expecting his low kicks and this fool fucking like... I was trying to bait him into like, you know, giving me those fucking kicks and he didn't throw... You know, he threw that front kick that I...
Is that called a Spartan kick or what is that called?
No, it's a front kick.
Okay.
It's a front kick.
I like Spartan,
just like a push, we'll call it push kick teep.
Like yeah, like, you can call like it whatever
push,
you want, Steve.
The push kicks are teeps. And then, you know what I mean? So I blocked it. But like, we were expecting that Lolo. Because that's like, that's the type of kick that his gym does. You know what I mean? So, and he... And honestly, I feel like his game plan was to sit up there and strike with me. Like, to fucking box it out.
That's what it looked like.
Because I saw his stance afterwards and I'm like... Huh.
Estoy quiere comer.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, this fool didn't want to fucking like he wanted a kick, but it was more of a like the way his stance was, it felt more like a secondary response.
There were signs in the last interview we had with him, bro. There were signs in the conversation. You should have played it back.
Yeah.
Maybe next time let me walk in with you. What song did you end up walking into?
Si te vienen a contar.
Sing it for me real quick. How'd it go?
Nah, it's a Cartel de Santa.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
You walk into it. You don't remember that? Hey, does Gideon put to sleep like that? Fuck with your memory?
No.
No?
No, I was fine.
Yeah?
I was, like I said, like for that instant, that as soon as I woke up, I was just like...
How much weight did you lose to get down to 125?
I lost the... From
the moment you were at your highest. 145 or something? What were you at? What do you walk around at?
Right now, I'm at like 147.
Okay. And you walk around at 155, 150?
No, like 145.
Yeah?
Right around here.
All right, so it's not a deep cut for you then.
No.
What was the first meal you had?
I went to the friendly.
Is it way? Damn, that's quite the connect. You went to go get a smash burger?
I hear another sponsor coming.
Two of those.
Well, let's go on to something a little bit more positive today, guys.
Nice.
Don't worry. Stay tuned for all that. We're going to sit down with the fighters, round table, bottle of Jack, shoot the shit, get it all out, you know, and they're going to be friends at the end of this. Maybe we're going to start a little fight club and we're going to sign these guys under contract. They belong to us now.
We wouldn't be able to talk about it, though.
No, it's a secret. We will be talking about something else here in the studio. We got some talent here today, dude.
Yeah, we do.
Local talent. Soon to be put on the display across the country. Representing Moreno Valley, Don. Now, San Diego. SDFC's very own. A producer. Documentarian, some would say?
Some would.
I'll be him. A documentarian. El compa Sergio Santa Maria, alias... Oh, wait. What?
Go ahead.
Sergio Santa Maria, alias Omatic Dog. Look at you.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
Welcome.
Hell
thanks for yeah, having bro. Me. Thanks for having me,
thanks
everyone.
For showing up, fool. Look at you. We were afraid that you weren't going to show up. I gave you the incorrect address, but you found your way anyway.
Yeah, I was in the back somehow with all those dogs and, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, brother.
There are, bro.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're all about, where you're from, what's cracking with Sergio.
Yeah, bro. I mean, video producer at SDFC, but O-Matic, that's me. O-Matic made it for 5 years full time. So that's all I did. No other job, just video producer, content creator, social media manager.
Hey, bro, that's something to hang your hat on. Five years of just doing that is impressive.
Yeah, purely, bro. That's it. And I mean, I love it to death. It's still going. O-Matic Made It is still going.
O-Matic Made It is a dope ass name.
Thanks, bro.
How did you come up with that? What's the origin?
So O-Matic is my nickname, of course. But it came in high school, freshman year. I used to produce music. Mm-hmm. So I used to be a producer, you know, hip hop producer. And I had my little group. And they were like, all right, bro, you can't be Sir Beats a lot. That's fucking weird. You know? So I was like,
my nickname in high school.
Yeah. I was like, that's mad weird, bro. Still is.
Barry Beats a lot.
I was like, yeah, I can't put Sir Beats a lot on a mixtape, you know? So I was like, all right, let's go ahead and find out what the name is. And we're in math class and those, you know, trailer, like school in the back corner, like they threw all the Mexicans back there. Yeah, threw me back there. And I was like, all right, homie, like, let's figure this out. And we looked and there's a poster. It said Mathomatic. And I was just kind of like, Beatomatic sounds worse, bro. So I was like, all right, let's not go that route, you know? And then somehow, some way, he's like, oh, he's thinking about it. And I was like, how about just O-Matic?
Oof.
There's nothing in the front. It gives me legroom to be something else in the future or nothing, because that's the whole point, right? Is like, you never lock yourself into one creative mindset. And that gave me freedom to be creative. So I was able to produce. I was able to go into photography, videography now. And, you know, I still work with audio and all that overall. And yeah, O-Matic stuck from when I was, what, like 12 years old or whatever to now I'm 32.
Clip that. The origin of the name, bro. We're going to... Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a reel on that.
That's a reel.
That's for real.
For real.
For real.
And how did you parlay that ultimately into SDFC? What exactly is SDFC, the gig entail? And how awesome is it to be involved with this project? Groundbreaking. San Diego's been dying for an MLS squad as long as I can remember. Now you are part of that. A major component. Somebody in charge of telling the story, people would say.
Yeah. Very, very honored to be a part of the team, be a part of the club. They are amazing. SDFC is dope. I mean... okay, how it happened, and then I'll go into deeper details of other things, right? Mm. But, you know, some low-key tea, you feel me?
Well, I will spill the tea.
But I'll spill some tea. But, no,
there's
actually...
too much goop in this audience.
Let him clear his throat, dog. He's got some shit to say.
But, sorry.
Let it happen.
The needle in the hay is amazing, by the way. I got to say that real quick. And
it's going to get you drunk. You're going to say some outlandish shit. I already see it.
No, dog. No,
ladies and gentlemen, the views expressed by O-Matic do not necessarily represent that on Emo Brown, but definitely SDFC.
Oh, damn.
Ricardo, come get your boy.
Yeah. Retracted.
Dude. Namaste.
Damn. But yeah, no, when pretty much... there's a deeper cut, right? But me and Ground Floor Murals are very connected. I'm their
documentarian. I don't know if that's a word, but it sounded cool when I said it earlier.
Yeah. And just content creator, collaborator. And,
oh, so you do everything for Ground Floor Murals?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
For the most part, I know our friend Paja in the audience.
Why do we call him Paja? We're going to just play into really this thing. Story. That's his Instagram.
Okay. That's his Instagram name. Right. Is Paja.
Okay.
But pretty much... he, you know, they're doing a lot of stuff all over San Diego, of course, per usual, taking over everything. Amazing, amazing work. Call and they had this, they had this project with, San Diego Loyal, and, they were putting up, pretty much this new kit all over San Diego. And I ended up going to capture behind the scenes, and we still have that footage too. It's actually in the files.
Cut to the clip.
But
just playing. But, <now that.
laughs> but it went from there, and actually, it was as simple as meeting one of their creators. And honestly, I can't thank her enough. I mean, I thank her every day. Honestly, she put me on. She put me on. But Ray, and she was shooting some stuff for Loyal for them, and it was like, oh hey, what's up? What's up? Nice to meet you. Whatever. And then from there, she's like, oh, hey, I know you do video and stuff. Like, you want to come shoot this game? And I was like, sure. And then I did one game. And after that, I couldn't make like a few others because O-Matic's popping, you know? So O-Matic it was all over the place. I was making content all over the place. So it was hard for me to kind of make time for it. And I was like, damn, I burned that bridge. And then out of nowhere, I was in Italy actually on vacation.
Perdón.
And out of nowhere, bro.
Move my feet. There is some.
I was hanging out with Versace real quick.
Hey, bro, you sure you don't want to cross your legs?
I had 2 days off, so I cruised over to Napoli, had some pizza, hung out with Versace. And here I was. Go ahead.
I just went to go have dinner.
Go ahead. No problem.
But no, we're on vacation.
Filming for the Pope.
Yeah, right.
asking the Pope to marry us. What's up, Chris?
He said he wants to start a podcast. So I actually ran over there. No, just kidding.
Podcast.
We went.
Pop and pop.
Yeah. Pop went, and pop. Went over there to Italy and then, you know, our vacation. Me and my girlfriend then. Now she's my fiance.
Hey, wait, felicidades. Good job. Well, yes.
There you go. Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Good for you.
But it was right off the, like, in the beginning. It was like, oh, she hit me up. She texted me. She's like, hey, I have this, you know, opportunity I want to share with you. And if we can have a meeting. And I was like, I'm in Italy. Like, I don't know what to do. I was like, let's do a Zoom call. Nice. And she's like, sure. So it was midnight over there. I was like, you know, I need to have this call. I know it's something important. She never like hits me up like that. So I was like, okay, let's see what's up. And right then and there, we had that meeting and she broke it to me. He's like, hey, you know what? There's I'm with San Diego FC and I want you to be on the team. And whoa. I was like, damn, homie. I was like, I am down.
Yeah.
I am down because
before they even talk numbers,
before everything. Yeah. I was like, I'm in because thing is Ray is an amazing person. So I was like, okay, if you're on board, I'm on board. It was one of those things because I'll spill tea soon. But after that, I was like, I'm on board because these people care about community. They care about all of that. Right. So I'm
right
like,
to dream,
right to dream. Exactly. So I was like, I love the vision. I love their direction, everything. So I'm on as a video producer. It's still a little surreal. Like I just go in there and I'm like, damn, I'm in here with everybody and we're chilling. Like, this is great. Creating, like,
who's there in the office when you go in there? Like, what does that look like?
It's like right now, because it's like towards the end of the year, of course, season time. So it's just mellow, bro. You go in there. It's like, hey, what's up? You know, like
a random,
I'm just, yeah, yeah. Like we're in the back corner, like my department. So like brand and community. Uh-huh. And we're just like in the back corner, just, you know, chilling. You know, we're the ones that dress like this.
Hey, and but then right now, brand and community, that department is the heart and soul of this brand.
Yes, sir.
There is no players.
Yeah.
There's no one to really look to and be like, oh, we really back this guy. Well, there's one player, the youngster.
We just dropped him, bro. Boom.
What was his name?
The mixtape, Duran. Oh.
Duran, like the wolf,
Duran Ferry. I just don't.
Youngster, 17 years old. Bro. We brought him over from the Loyal, picked him up. Now he's our keeper.
All right,
Barry. My goal before
you're getting me into
I'm
this,
I'm gonna get you into it.
I'm listening. Bro. I'm absorbing.
I was watching one of our reels.
That's why
I
don't hear any singers right now.
And he's like, "Hey guys, my Yahweh of the week is we lost Pelé." And I was like, "Oh, well, this fool has no idea what he's talking about."
There was no news that week.
I'm going to make you a footy fan, dog. Yeah. You're gonna be rocking a jersey. Yeah. You know,
I'll tell you this:
you're gonna be rocking the third kit.
I have played FIFA most of my life.
Get it?
Oh, let's go!
It's always Manchester.
Yeah. The AFC.
It's always Man U, baby.
Did you say Manchester U? See, shit like that leads me to think that you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a little high. I might be a little high. But
every time I play FIFA, it's always Manchester U.
Manchester U, Manchester me, Manchester we.
Everybody. Everybody in Manchester.
Yeah.
We're going to get you into that. We're going to get you in. And with, unbeknownst to us, we've lined ourselves up with a lot of people from SDFC.
Yeah.
You know?
You're in.
We're like in, dude. All like, right. Compa Ricardo Campos, big ups to my Brazilian dog. He's my homie.
Shout out, Ricardo.
Big ups you. El compa Sergio Santa Maria.
Yes, sir.
Big ups Jerry.
Ooh, I was just going to bring up Jerry.
What's Jerry's role? What is his role?
He is part of the community part for
supporter
sure.
Supporter group, I think, some supporter shit like that, right? Group.
Exactly. Yeah. So he does a lot. Bro, he is connecting everybody. Like, this man knows. He just knows the ways. This guy's just dope. I mean, you guys need him on here, right? You guys,
we've had him on here. We won't bring him back, though. Oh. That's it.
gotcha.
One is a one and done. I'm playing, Jerry. Get your ass back in here, Jerry. Shit.
Yeah, he needs to pull up.
Yeah. Jerry's cool. Who else do we have in there that we've met up with? There's a bunch of people, man.
It's been a lot.
And there's a lot of people that are on the outside looking in, creating work, creating pieces, like a homie Wellington, the way he created this, the necklace was for everybody. I think they've even made a piece on him, like a little segment. You did that. You should know. And then, Beto, he had a piece that you guys made on him too.
Yeah.
So this is awesome. Like you guys are really weaving the community into the tail of a football club that is yet to be constructed. Cause let's be real. There's no team.
Yeah. There's nothing.
There's only community. There's supporter groups, there's branding, there's everything else, bro.
It's the truth. And you're speaking, bro, you should go in the office. You're hired.
I'm an ultra dog. I'm a Chavo's ultra right now, though.
Oh,
so I don't know I don't know if that's a strike against me or whatever. I don't know if
see,
it's
I'm
a,
fresh meat. You guys can have me.
No I'll bang the ultra hard, homie.
Fernanda said it's about time you like football.
Yeah. It's happening.
Football.
Did she think you my ass at FIFA?
Homie, honestly, I think it's even downer if you just say football. You know, like who's my football team? Manchester U.
Manchester U is my team, baby.
Manchester U is my football club of choice. if you're going to ask me, whatever team Ted Lasso coaches, that's my squad.
Hey.
No, man. Bro, that is sick. What is it the thing you look forward to now when the season's going to pop off? What is it that you're looking forward to?
Honestly, all of it, because I've been creating and shooting video for so many different avenues in life. So doing football, soccer, you know, you can still say it all. It's okay. But it's just a trip, like being in there, like fully focused on the game, making sure I capture every single player, making sure if there's a goal, I better capture that, you know? So it's stuff like that. And thing is, there is a couple more people on the team. Well, there's one more focused videographer there. I have to shout him out. Senior videographer, Isaiah. Oof. So
shout out
this
Isaiah.
Guy
what
is,
up, Isaiah?
Bro, this guy is killer, man. Like, I have to be real, okay? I'm just be real. I love all videographers, all content creators. We're all great, right?
What about Angel? You like Angel?
Angel, I love Angel.
All right, bro.
Local videographer.
Doing great.
Boom. Local videographer.
What kind of, what? We have like four, bro. So like all of them. This one.
He's just dropping the lens.
Will you be running on the field?
Yeah, we're getting those crazy telescopic, like, the white ones.
The $13,000 ones?
I want a bead of sweat coming down one of the soccer players' throat.
Like,
I want to hit that.
Like a 300
the eagle with?
What was that?
You saw that viral picture with that fool that spent that $13,000 on the lens to take a picture of the eagle?
Crazy. That shot was fire.
Bro, I saw it. I was like, oh,
nerd.
My God.
Yeah.
My Samsung can take pictures of the moon.
My fucking phone.
Zoom in.
My phone is everything. Like, it's my camera, and when I take a bad camera, it's because it's smudge, dog. Mm. You know, $13,000 lens.
Yeah, bro. These that lenses are nuts, touch, dude. Yeah, these, nuts. Like, all the, like, the lenses and everything, bro. They're investing, of course. Everything's still growing. But, we use Sony FX9s and FX6s. Well, FX6s, we're going to push for 9, sorry. But, they're, bro,
you're
gonna like...
You're going to push from a 6 to a 9?
Yeah.
Did I get that right? All right. I see what you're doing,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Nice. But it's all, again, it's all thanks to Isaiah as well, bro. Sir Beats a lot back in the building. We back.
Sir Beats a lot came back for
bring
the parents.
But yeah, man, Isaiah, this guy, I would always like talk about videographers and people are like, oh, Matic, bro, you're the guy. You're the San Diego video. I'm like, bro, I get it. But Isaiah's like the way he's editing. If you guys saw those crazy edits on the SDFC, like Instagram, of like crazy transitions, all that, it's all him. Mm-hmm. This guy is just gnarly. Like,
is his name on your check? What's going on with those?
No, bro. You just I have to shout him out because me and him are like,
you have to contractually we're obligated.
We walk like hand in hand, honestly. So like, if there's a lot of production that's coming up and videos, you'll see it's always me, mine, and his shots. So very it's like nice, I can't. Bro. It can be all.
Who runs the social media for you guys?
Her name's Lydia. Shout out Lydia. So she's right.
What's up, Lydia?
Bro. There's a team, like, you know. So think about like,
because social media is everything for a brand that's in the process of being developed.
Yeah. So she's there. She's just, you know, doing great work, making sure everything's on point. And then we communicate with her. We communicate with Andrew as well. The bro. There's like so many people that just make sure all of it's good.
I gotta make sure I'm following SDFC. I don't want to be a weenie.
Please, please,
hold on. Barry, get your phone out, bro. We want to make sure.
Let's do it.
SDFC. Yeah, what is the handle?
San Diego FC should be.
San Diego FC. Or they didn't tell you. They changed it.
They did?
They came at me and they asked, hey, what do you think, Steve? Hey, there it is. I'm following them. Perfect.
Yeah, great.
San Diego FC. Following them. Make sure you guys give them a follow. San Diego's new MLS club, Snapdragon Stadium. Inaugural season coming 2025. Part of the Right to Dream community.
Yes, sir.
Shit, bro.
Boom.
Hey, see what happens when I get in that mode of like selling
baby.
Shit?
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that street flow edit.
Oh, shit. Is that compa Isaiah
that
with
is
the street
Isaiah,
flow?
Bro. Look at those crazy transitions
look
on me.
Look at that, man.
Papa.
Look at that. What am I looking for? What makes a good videographer?
What makes a good videographer?
Yes,
okay, so I feel like, honestly, it's primarily your shots, your angles, right? So if I can make a video of just, no crazy transitions, no none of that. This is something I produced. So fully produced. So imagine, look at these shots, nothing fancy, nothing crazy as in like animation.
I saw a little flicker there. I saw a little flicker.
We have some flares. We have some flares, which is like a typical usual transition. It's modern day. Like that's just what's modern, right?
Very nice.
But if you can see the way the shot is, I didn't have to do much. It's storytelling. You're connected. It looks
good.
You
are telling a story with your videos.
Yeah.
I cannot, obviously we're not listening to it, but I know
but
what it
tell.
Is that you're
you
trying to.
You can tell, like, damn, this fool's important.
This guy is important.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of kids on the sideline. And there's compa Beto. Look at him.
That's a homie.
Chavos, San Diego.
Bro, we shot that like quick. A lot of these voices pieces, which shout out, we are bringing voices back. I know a lot of people have been asking about it.
Tell us more about what's voices. What
he
is that?
Voices rock on the freeway? What was that? Yeah. He was walking across the freeway and then he threw a rock.
Peachy Kelly Burrito for no reason. Just throwing out
shout
rocks
out Bethel,
on the
my boy.
Rock 105.3 is very fine, young man. Hey, you're listening to Bethel.
Bro, Bethel is killing it. Hell he is heavily connected. We're using him for everything, bro.
Wow. That's weird. Go ahead.
Senor, we need to have you on some more projects.
I just
want to
talk over shit, fool. Put me on a voiceover.
You want a voiceover?
I want to retire.
Let's hear it, homie. I don't want to retire. Give me something. San Diego's new team. Come on.
Bienvenidos a San Diego, el equipo nuevo, the Frontera team, San Diego FC, for everybody except Barry and his family. Perfect.
Damn, that's pretty good.
18 counties woven into one. Hell yeah.
Clip that.
Like fun.
Hell yeah, brother. I love that.
No, man, I'm a big fan of ML. Nah, I can't lie. I don't know anything about MLS.
MLS. Same.
I'm a big fan of football. I love soccer, football. Likewise. Grew up playing it all my life. I am also a fan of Manchester U. that sounds silly. But I'm a fucking huge fan of Manchester United, my squad from when I was little. Eric Cantona jumped into the crowd, leg kicked somebody, and I was like, this team is me. That soccer played through me, and I was like, oh, play with attitude. Always wanted an MLS team. If it's one thing I knew about the MLS is that I needed that to be a San Diego thing. I can't be all into the MLS if I don't have a team representing my city in the MLS. So I've been waiting for that shit for a minute, dude.
Yeah, bro.
For a minute. And now that it's become a reality and there's a date on it and it's 2025 and we have our first signing and we're here with the videographer and everyone from branding and community and we know homies who are in this and we have homies who are in that within SDFC. DK's in there, dude. He's the homie.
DK.
All of these dudes, like all these people that are involved with this legit scream like, community. And it's not like, you know, it's not like the Padres. I can't even say the Padres. Padres of 1990, where everyone looked the same. Everyone was hella white, dog. Mm-hmm. And they really didn't talk to what we did. You know, they all respectfully look like your dad, probably. Like, they all look like
my
Barry
dad does
senior.
Not look like Tim Flannery.
They all look like Barry seniors, bro. And I was like, oh, these guys don't tell the tale for us. And then of late, you know, going to a Padre game is very communal. It's very like culture centric everywhere to the point where they're playing in Mexico City and I'm all in and my kids are all in and I have children, I have a family, I take them, they're a part of it, they're all in. And now to have that opportunity with a soccer team, with an SDFC
and from day one,
bro, from being there live present at the branding release party, you know, like when they revealed everything, I came across this young man and Paul from Ground Floor Real said, hey, you gotta meet my boy O-Matic, la woo woo, we met, shook hands, chopped it up for a few minutes because he was busy. He was getting content, bro. Mm-hmm. He was on the run. He was doing everything. Shoot, he needed to shoot.
Probably shot
it,
the handshake. He's like, give me the
sass.
Like, hold on. Do it again.
And, it was like, oh, man, these guys. What is the name of the owner again? The Egyptian family that runs the business?
Bro, this needle in the hay.
Oh, here we go. Baby. The name on the bottom of your check. Oh,
damn.
Needle Mr. in the
Mansoor.
There, you're welcome. Hey, dog.
Thank you.
Hey, I dangled that wet carrot in front of your face and you went.
We bring it all. I like that.
We bring it full circle here, dog. They know the goal. Bro. They understand the assignment. Amazing. They understand the assignment because I hired Ricardo Campos straight from the Loyal, brought him over, said, hey, we love what you did with the other local professional team. Replicate, over exceed what you did and do it here now. And then they built a squad around it. I'm ready. I'm ready to be a fan all in, dude. I'm excited for this shit. Tell me more.
Pretty much, I think there's a lot of people that are on the same boat of, you know, football's in their life, right? They grew up with it. They know about it, of course. Like, how could you not? It's the biggest sport in the world. Mm. So it's one of those things. I also was on the like MLS end of like, I don't know too much. I really don't.
No.
I wasn't connected. So that's something I think that should be good for a lot of the viewers, a lot of new people getting into football. You can say soccer. You don't have to be perfect about it, but just enjoying the sport and enjoying the connection of the community, especially, bro, imagine first game, we're going to go to Snapdragon. It's going to be lit. It's going to be crazy.
Get it, bro.
Like, think about that crazy connection.
I can't wait to run on the pitch. Barry, it's not called the field.
It's called the pitch.
It's called the pitch, bro. All right? Be like, I can't wait to run on the pitch. And then just fucking slide like Ronaldo or just do the soo, whatever. Yeah. Dog. Just got to be ready. You have no
They're going
to
let you or they're going to tase you. Like, how's that
tase
work?
You, bro. Are you down?
Yeah, fuck I'm always down to get tased.
You might be out like Kiki if you go on the field and you slide.
Some would say I did it first.
I'll make it by.
I mean, like,
yeah, I'll get tased and I'll still get by.
Challenge accepted.
He'll be that guy. He's like,
keep it coming.
What an exciting time, dude. What an exciting time to be a football fan here in San Diego. Definitely. It's finally coming our way. Look forward to it. I can't wait to find out when the season tickets come out. I am not a paid actor for them, but I am buying season tickets. We're buying two rows. We were talking amongst the homies, and amongst the homies, we have like at least, right now we have at least 10 of us. And we want to get two seats each. Like in a section, and that way we're just chopping it up. It's our section. Sick. And we're just going to be doing that shit right there. So I got to find out when the tickets are going on sale, because Barry, I'd like it if you partook.
Each we'll week, I'm more and more sold.
Ooh, look at you.
I'm good. I think
you want to wear a hat, because one, your hair is busted.
My hair is busted. Nah, this is a nice hair day. What are you talking about? I got hair.
Here, rock this SCFC hat. Look at that SCFC hat, dog. Look at that SCFC hat. Oh, Matt, shit.
Look at that.
Look at that. Nice, oh, no.
Like I meant to be. That's my head's like, a little bit.
It is a
bigger than yours, I guess?
It is, I guess, bro. Look at that shit. Looking good.
I go sick. Three
I don't
dots.
Even have that one, bro.
No. What? Ricardo brought that shit to me, dude. Look at that thing.
And now you don't want it back. So,
oh, man. You're going to give it lice? All right. Hey, let's talk about something else while we have everybody here. Ladies and gentlemen, we did something good this weekend. We did something good for the last few months. And it came to a crescendo. It came to a crescendo this Friday.
That's a queen term.
Is it?
Isn't that like the, I see a little, no?
Crescendo, I mean, it's a more of a orchestra term. Terminology of music, DJ Wickera can confirm. We brought our efforts, our month-long, there's like 6-month-long efforts to a crescendo on Friday at John J. Montgomery Elementary School. They came together and had an assembly for the presentation of the check. You know, as you guys know, we've been leading up to this for a few months where we linked up with the YMCA, Supervisor Nora Vargas, 7 Mile Casino, Emo Brown Foundation, all of the social club, everyone involved, partook, exceeded expectation. And we'll get into that, because there was expectations exceeded on my part when I was there just observing it. We were slated initially to raise $4,000, but with the help of the community and everyone else involved, we were able to raise $10,000. For what, Angel? This is what for. We were able to raise $10,000 for the 6th grade class of John J. Montgomery to go to 6th grade camp on us, AKA the community. Everyone involved pitched in, got it together, raised $10,000. The kids, the principal, nobody knew. Look at that, dude. Turn up the volume if you can. Can you turn on the volume? No, no volume on this. Check this out, dude. We donated $10,000 donated by her, Supervisor Nora Vargas, us, the Emo Brown Social Club, and the foundation, 7 Mile Casino. Everybody was involved. We did an excellent job with the YMCA. These kids were expecting $4,000. The only people who knew that we were going to give $10,000 was us and the foundation and the donors. That covers the expense for everybody.
That's so crazy.
The gasp that we heard while we were there when that went down was ridiculous, bro. You know, I'm a weenie. I'm apathetic. I have zero emotions, mostly. Like, legitimately, I live my life just kind of like, whatever, I got to work. I'm a rat, and I got to get this piece of cheese so I can take care of my family. But every now and then, in my older age, as a father, I get touched by certain things. And we got there, and they legitimately were like, dude, they sang a song for us, dog. Emo Brown is coming to town. That's what you're watching right now. Go to our Instagram and watch the little reel we created with there. They sang a song. Those are the lyrics to the song, Playboy. You know, he's checking his list. He's doing it twice, making an impact. Barry has lice. Whatever, dog.
They sang. I really hope those are the lyrics.
They sang that song for us, dude. And I like laughed initially. Yeah. Then as the assembly went, I was like, fool. These kids are like hella appreciative for what we just did. Cue the stories, the personal touch. There was this young man representing his whole 6th grade class. His whole 6th grade class, and he went up there while we were talking to them and handing over the check and talking to the principal. And the principal was like, oh my God, you guys, that little boy right there, shaking my hand at the end. He went up, he gave a speech. He represented his whole 6th grade class. And he went up and said, thank you guys. You have no idea what this means. And this was just before he knew that we paid for everything. Mm-hmm. Under their impression, they were still going to have to pay. And he went, you have no idea what this means for us as a family, giving us the opportunity to even have hope of going to 6th grade camp. And I've expressed this before in the past. 6th grade camp is a legitimate stepping stone. You know, it's one of those moments in a young student's life, a young child's life. I mean, Ernie from Texas is shaking his head. He doesn't know. He didn't go to 6th grade camp, bro. You know, he lives in 6th grade camp now. Halfway house, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Someone call it Texas.
These kids... just watching their face, one little girl, like everybody in the 6th grade camp, they all wrote a letter to us, and then we read it, and they were heart wrenching, bro. Like I didn't cry. But somebody in the crew did Aisha, because I guess she cries a lot. That's her move. But I felt moved.
My body was on Caesar.
Dude, I was hella moved. Caesar and I locked eyes at one point and we're like, fool, this is heavy. Like, we just did this shit. Yeah. You know, like, this is something we just, like, were a part of and helped make happen. And then this little girl was like, we had a, my mom started a separate savings to get money to go to sixth grade camp. As an aside, I think sixth grade camp costs anywhere from like $300 to $500. You know, like, that's how much I think the total all-in cost was. I the number 380 is in my head, but I'm not sure if that's what it was. So they were saving money to get to that. And she was like, yeah, like, we're not really going to have a Christmas as like we normally do because we're saving money for this. But since you guys were able to come and cover the cost for everything, like, now it's like, oh, I'm excited. And I heard that. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's raining. It's raining on my face. You know, it was just like very moving because these are little kids. They're straight shooters, bro. They're not going to sugarcoat anything for you. For better or for worse, they're going to give it to you al chile. Mm-hmm. And like the kids coming up to me, to the whole crew. And then the principal kind of looking over was like, oh, my God, I was not expecting this. That just made me, it made me happy to be part of Emo Brown, the foundation, and Emo Brown in general, and the community of Chula Vista and Chula Vista Elementary School District, and being a subsidiary of like YMCA through Justin, and having a community backup through businesses and organizations like 7 Mile Casino. Fuck around, dog. 7 Mile Casino. That's a casino. Like, that's big money. You know, like, what are they doing fucking with us? It doesn't matter, because the end goal is like we're creating opportunities for little kids. And that's the goal of Emo Brown Foundation. Mm-hmm. All in all, it was awesome to see this from inception to actual, you know, satisfaction of giving a check. And there it was. Actually, I take that back. I don't think we gave a check because we didn't have any checks at the time.
Just a big Venmo.
This is coming your way. And then, but yeah, $10,000, bro. So thanks to everyone who was involved from left to right. Cesar Fernandez, seat 5. Aisha, she may have cried. Me, BFF Gus, the principal. Principal Ray Ray, and then Supervisor Nor Vargas, J Clip, and Compa Caesar. That's it, man. In addition to Chicle and Profe, that's the gang. That's the crew. That's what you guys like watching this podcast, supporting the people that sponsor us, being a part of that. That's what you guys are doing. Like, you guys are contributing in your way to this. So hold your head high.
Yeah, dude.
That's all of you guys in the social club, because we did something legitimately good.
You never hear about that. Like, I've never heard of anybody fucking paying for, like, let alone one kid to go to sixth grade camp other than their parents, you know? So yeah. It's like, it is nuts and it's crazy, and like, big ups to Emo Brown Foundation.
Opportunity is a product of necessity and lack of people stepping up. So we saw an opportunity to fill a void, and sas, there it was. After that, it just opened the floodgates. I had like 3 schools hit me up. When can we do that for our school next year? Can we do that? I was like, hell yeah. All that means is we got to work harder to find other sponsors mm-hmm. to help and, you know, be a part of this. Who doesn't want to be a part of that, dog? That's ridiculous. It's awesome. So we'll work on that. I feel like we were always looking for our niche. We were always looking for our calling with this. And this is, it's right there in our face.
Yeah,
sending little kids to sixth grade camp, assisting elementary schools who are in dire need of financial assistance. I'm here for all of that, bro.
On top of.
Go ahead.
The scholarships, dude.
There it is, bro. Scholarships are also part of it. That's how it all started. I mean, it all started with us doing golf tournaments and through here, through the social club and everything. It's like we all push forward. The one thing we got to work on, we got to do more quarterly stuff. Mm-hmm. We got to go out there and be more consistent with it. But aside from that, man, I feel we are on the right path.
Hell yeah.
Look at us, dude. Tell me something nice. I'm all out of nice shit right now.
Well, I had a good week. I got to see Pete break a board in karate, which is pretty fucking awesome.
There it is. What?
I saw that.
Do you need him to teach you how to strike or what's up?
Yeah.
No, we're good. All right.
It took him 3 tries, but he did it.
Kiki, tell me if I cross the line, fool.
No, you're good.
All right. Just
you're
tell
good,
me, dog.
No, you're good, you're good.
I only got one speed with you, fool.
It's all good. All right,
cool.
Yeah.
And then.
Sawito, perro.
Man. I love you, Kiki.
We all love you, fool. Yeah. O-Matic just met you, but he secretly, he was like, and as an aside, he's like, hey, yo, I love this dude. Like, this dude is like everything I want to be. Go ahead, Barry.
So yeah, I went from watching Pete breaking a board. It's like, I can't even after that, dude. Then I had 2 really fucking good gigs, dude.
Played, you're gigging a lot, bro.
Dude, I had 6 straight or something, 5 straight last week. It was nice. That's
and when not straight?
Aiming to do. Huh?
We'll never go ahead.
A couple of them, yeah. Mm. No, so first off, I played the Elwood on a Tuesday, which was like, I was kind of like, who's Elwood on a Tuesday? Cool fucking people, apparently,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, regulars.
Had a good time. And then I saw the Hoppy Days crew come in. They always come in like, right after I finish playing. It's crazy.
Hoppy Days crew supports, bro.
Nah, they're there.
We got to do our part to go down there and visit Mooskies and Ben and all those guys a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those guys are always down to support. Yeah.
It's always good to see them. So I was like,
most of them.
Yeah, I see them when I play. I'm like, this is tight. And then I played Tipsy Crow, had a good show too. Like, which this late in the year, it's far and few between, you know? Like, yeah. I play the early slots, so people aren't there like 1 o'clock.
What time do you get there?
I was playing 2 o'clock yesterday.
Walk me through a show at Tipsy Crow at noon, afternoon.
So when there's like Padres or like
no, right the fuck now
whatever,
in the middle of Christmas season.
A lot of people. But right now, it's just like, you know, people who live in
drunks.
The area.
Drunks. A lot alcoholics. Of drunks.
No, not even. That's usually just me.
Do they have food at Tipsy Crow?
Yes.
What is your go-to dish at Tipsy Crow?
I spice it up a little bit. I get the...
mayonnaise. Look at you.
Mayonnaise. Yeah. No, I get the roast beef sliders.
Hey, take it easy. It's a family show.
With bacon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. I don't give a fuck about my heart.
Hey, fire, I look over my peripherals on Maddox like, damn, this guy's funny. Yeah, yeah. I've been doing it for a few years. Go ahead.
So, yeah, just a couple good gigs coming off of that. That was nice. And then I saw that my boy Steve is probably doing all right.
Me?
Yeah.
Why? What?
Because I saw an article where a man from UPS...
Oh, shit.
...posted his check.
Uh-oh.
Went viral.
Time out. What the fuck are you doing posting your check? Fool, we can't let the cat out of the bag. Motherfuckers are going to come at us right now.
Hey,
we need
out.
This. We need that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. A dude who lives in Washington. Mm-hmm. Forget his name right now, but
he... We'll call him UPS guy.
UPS guy. That UPS guy. There's all his information. If you... he posted his check and people saw that he like made a certain amount of money an hour.
Say it, bitch. He put it on
$44
there.
An hour.
Oh.
Before taxes, I think he made like a couple grand, like $2,000 or something like that.
A week, dude.
Yeah. And...
Wait, scroll up really quick. Yeah. What did it say about deductions up there? It said
he made $1,300 after taxes.
After deductions. Oh.
So it got like 12 million views,
bro.
And the comments were pretty fucking hilarious.
I got a fucking war to fund. Let's go.
The people commenting, though, would be like, I don't know. At first, I read them at face value and I was like, oh, a nurse would chime in and be like, I only make $23 now. I'm like, that's fucked up. Or like this, like somebody would constantly be comparing their job to his.
Yeah. And that's human nature, though.
But at the end, then I was like,
that's human nature.
But he's like everything these people are going home and ordering, like he's bringing to them.
Yeah.
Like, and it's.
Yeah, and yes, it is like, ramped up right now around Christmas. It is.
Yeah.
But we're all in there, dude.
But
not all of us. Hey, before family reaches out, before friends reach out, before anyone reaches out, not all of us make $44 an hour. Yeah. So calm the fuck down. Yeah, but he met, I mean,
that's a driver,
you know? But yeah, that is a driver. And those are like right now, those are good wages. And these motherfuckers, after 6 hours, you get time and a half.
Just think about the driver that comes to your house and how hard
dude,
that
after
guy
after 6 hours
works,
you know, like, is ROT, you know? So they try to really, ram it down our throats when we're there. Because our new contract gave us OT after 6 hours. I don't even know if I'd let the cat out of the bag.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, but.
I'm trying to get a job there. We don't need more applications.
Basically, you're doing OT every day if you play your hand right.
Dog. Yeah.
During peak season, the way I don't know if you saw today, this morning, I like to post when
I follow.
It's a little mini dick job. Like, oh, look at me. I'm driving to work at 1 a.m. What are you doing? You know?
Sleep. I saw that at 8 a.m. when I woke up. Man.
One of the shittiest hours jobs that I've ever had, for sure, dude. We have O-Matic here, and he's been doing this for 5 years. But I'm curious to know, what did you do prior to being your own boss for 5 years? Prior to O-Matic made it, what was O-Matic doing?
Installing fire alarm.
Mm,
bro, trippy, right? I did fire alarm installation for almost 5 years.
Very nice.
Almost 6.
Fire alarms.
Yeah, fire alarm installation, bro. I can
like
see
like commercial
that.
Or you residential.
See that we are a little bit out of code.
Dude,
you better hit up our landlord. That dude doesn't want us to live out of fucking fire. Shit, bro.
Yeah, dude.
So that includes like carbon dioxide and all those testers or what?
No, it would be actual like, you know, corporate buildings or, you know, apartments with the red. You know, anytime you see that red like fire, like thing anywhere, red wire anywhere, that big red box when you enter
the ones
a building,
that you're not supposed to pull, but they look so much fun.
Yes, I would install those. I would run the wire. I would do all that, and I commuted from Marin Valley to LA every day for 4 years.
Damn,
so
dude.
It was rough. It was rough. But from there, actually, that started off my journey with San Diego. I was like, you know what? I'm over LA. I'm overdoing this commute. I'm just gonna move to San Diego. And
did you say fuck LA?
Yeah.
Yes.
Said we got better burritos and stuff.
Shit, bro. Yes. That's all I heard right now.
That's what O-Matic said. Just O-Matic, okay?
Not Sergio Santa Maria. Yeah.
Just O-Matic.
Get us some tape.
O-Matic takes.
Yeah. But what was I saying? Oh, so San Diego, right? They hit me up, this office. I forgot the company name, but they're like, hey, can you come, you know, pull up? Like, we'll do this thing with you. Like, here's a number. I was like, sure, I'm down. So I moved to Escondido. That was my first stop.
Very nice.
And moved in there. I was, you know, that was a year there. And then payment was great. Everything was great. But then I was like, dude, no way. I can't do this.
You weren't fulfilled.
I wasn't fulfilled. I was like,
you're a creative guy.
Yeah. I was like, this is great. I'm doing great. But I couldn't see myself doing this for the rest of my life. I just felt, you know, so disconnected of it just being a weekly thing. And then on the weekend, you know, I'm a creative guy, exactly as you said. So I, from one day to the next, said I quit.
Oof,
and
shit.
I didn't even know 2 weeks, nothing. I was just like, I'm sorry, y'all.
Just like an angel.
Boom. I quit. It's over.
Oh, he said he pulled an angel, dog.
Which people think is fucked up sometimes. They're like, if no, you don't give 2 weeks.
I was about to. I'm like,
they're not going to give you 2 weeks to fire you.
Yeah. Dude, I was like, nah, I'm
you
out.
Know what? If it's one thing I do like about the generation below us or newer to us, I don't want to say below us. If I'm
well,
superior,
you hear it.
If I say superior, the generation after us is like, y'all motherfuckers got a hair trigger finger. You know, I don't. I've been very loyal to my jobs in the past, whether it was in finance and banking, which I was there for 17 years, which now at UPS, which I'm pushing 10. And then on the side, see, it's like I try to build foundation on like financial foundation on the background for my family. And then I try to hustle on my own on the side. So because I'm wired that way. But you guys are like, you guys are just quick. Yeah. As soon as shit goes sideways or you get bored, it's like, nah, I'm out of here. Fuck you, Three Punk L's, I'm leaving. Fuck you, Elwood, I'm leaving. Fuck you, Emo Brown, the podcast, I'm leaving. D, yeah. Things Angel did, all of the above. I say, wait.
He looks so good doing it.
Nah, he ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Ain't
I waited until I got my new boots to quit.
There it is. New boot goofing, doggy. New boot goofing.
New boot goofing.
If it's one thing I appreciate about like that generation, your guys' generation, if it don't fill your fucking, your ambition cup, if it don't fill your love cup, if it don't fill your fulfillment cup, it's like, you guys are like, nah, I'm going to look for something new.
Yeah.
Good definitely. On you. Do it now.
Yeah.
Do it now that you are, I heard you say you're engaged.
I'm engaged.
I'm assuming you don't have children.
Not yet.
Okay. So look at, do it now before all that goes.
Exactly.
Because as soon as that happens, you are almost going to be like bound to it.
Exactly.
Almost.
Yeah. No,
unless,
definitely.
Unless you say, fuck it, sack up and say, I'm jumping in.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree. I think, you know, SDFC being a big blessing, look you know, you. Being able to do that. But O-Matic.
Mr. Mansoor, look at O-Matic. O-Matic did it again. Look at him.
Thanks. Thank you. But yeah, when O-Matic happened, bro, it's far from easy. The hardest year of my life. So that year was rough. It was rough. I pretty much lost the apartment, bounced out, and just like, you know, did O-Matic from my parents' pad, stuff like that. I would commute out of San Diego. So it was a rough start, but I feel like every business, people say the first year is the hardest.
Always.
And people quit. So I didn't. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the thing, as a lot of people are like, yo, that's sick that you went for this long. And I was like, it's because I didn't quit right off the bat. It is not easy, I promise. And there's low tide too, right? Any business has that. Right now, technically, as O-Matic, you know, would be pretty rough right now. It would be. So during the holiday season, people are holding on, you know, doing gifts, traveling, doing whatever. So video and content creating is a luxury, you know, so a lot of people wouldn't reach out. So SDFC has me covered.
You very
know,
nice,
you
man.
Know, they got me covered, but O-Matic is still going. There's big projects coming. Of course, you know,
drop
I think,
tea, fool,
you know, we
tea.
Talked about, the documentary that you were able to catch was mm-hmm. with Panka.
La compa so, Panka,
yeah,
bro.
Shout out Paula. She's the homie. I forgot how we got connected, but it was probably through Ground Floor Murals from just watching a lot of stuff that I did with them.
Paul and Cena, bro, they're like the conduit that holds it all together. They're the glue that keeps it all together.
Bro, Paul and Cena, man, the things they've helped me accomplish as well, you know, and they're the ones that, because I was able to do a lot of content with other people, you know, shout out Ace of Fades Barbershop, Polo Cuts. So that because of Polo, I did a random, bro, it was like a hard day, right? It was like around the same time, actually. And I was like, you know what? O-Matic might fail, but it's all good. I'm going to go get this haircut, feel a little better, and maybe talk to the barber, see what's up. Went over there, was getting a haircut. I told this guy, Polo. Then I was just like, hey, bro, let me shoot a video for you real quick. Whoa. And he's like, sure, bro, whatever. I was like, I know you're kind of chilling right now, but I just felt something in me. I was like, I'm going to be a little like big-headed, you know? I'm just, you're going to love this shit, I promise you. And he's like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. After that, he sent me like a paragraph message after I sent him the video that night. It was like one of those, like, I need to send him this so I can lock this in or else I'm not going to eat next week. Mm-hmm. You get me? So I was like, okay, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Type of mentality. I did eat. I was fine. But, you know, I sent him it. I need to post this now. Posted it. Got shared all over the place. Mm. Paul saw that video. And this was back when, you know, again, I'm fairly new to the social people in San Diego and all that. And he reached out, amazing work. And I was so nervous about this Ground Floor Murals that's popping up in San Diego right now at that time that I didn't respond. I think liked it or something, right?
Oh,
or I
said thank red.
You. I think hell I said yeah. thank you
that's
or something,
the,
right?
That's the move. Yeah.
Super
that's
like
you like it and then you respond, duh.
I just didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to say. But then later on, you know, after a bunch of projects and stuff, we had him on Off the Clipper, the Ace of Fates podcast.
Nice. And you then, cheating on me, fool? How dare you go on another podcast? What's wrong with you?
We had him on, and from there, we just ended up talking. Funny enough, we talked like face to face. Okay, cool. I'll see you. And then I get home that night. He gets home. I start messaging him on Instagram. And at the same time, I put up the message, three dots pop up. So maybe he was messaging me at the same time. And I was like, whoa. I was like, hey, bro, I was just going to message you. Like, let's definitely like work. And he's like, bro, I was just reaching out too. And I was like, whoa.
Paul has an app that just anytime you click on his thing, three dots automatically appear.
Yeah, bro.
Like, so, hey, I was really just responding to you too.
Bro, it was crazy. After that, we had a meeting, I think a few days after. And then I did our first documentary, which was for...
was it the animal shelter?
Here, fool, come over here.
Junior Sal. Yeah, I think it's your turn to chime in.
But, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Jimenez.
Paul Jimenez.
Look at you, fool.
But
you look like you were an extra on Yellowstone with that jacket. Go ahead.
I'll take it. That's pretty good.
You gotta take it.
Yeah. We had that documentary. It was, you know, we agreed to short docs. So it was just like a quick grab.
Don't want no short doc.
Yeah, I made it. I shot it, made it, and then sent it over, I think, same like week, right after you finished the project.
Yeah.
And that was the start. And I think we posted and people were like, whoa, what is this? Like, this is dope. So then we just, every project from then on, I think the second one being Tatis. That was our second project.
Seau, then Tatis.
Yeah. And then that one was like my start of like dipping my toes with San Diego community where they were like, who is this guy? Mm. You know, like aside from Polo, I know Polo made noise, but Ground Floor was just so locally blowing up that people were like, who is this guy shooting these short docs? And then it just went from there. Right. Like I think a lot skyrocketed from Omatic, aside from my fiance that like made everything. Bro, imagine just like, I don't know if I'll get this job or not. And she was so patient. She was so respectful about it all. And
good for you.
Like,
man.
Bro, everything happened like somehow universally. Like I was like, damn, bro.
That's when
so
it's
thankful.
Meant to be. That's when it's meant to be.
Are like, you self-taught aligned. Or was there like school?
Self-taught,
for this?
Bro. Yeah. Oh, actually, yes. YouTube University. I mean, yeah, film me.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes it even sweeter, dude.
I think to an extent, we are all graduates of YouTube University. I mean, honestly, if you haven't gone to YouTube to figure out some shit or the other as it relates to this field of work, where it's talking shit on the podcast, mm-hmm. you know, being a musician and how to create banter on stage, behind the scenes, doing content creation, production, editing, and everything. I mean, let's be real. YouTube University. I know Angel's been in my ear about it. Like, oh, just everything I do, on YouTube. You know, yeah, Casas told us, hey, anything you need is going to be on fucking YouTube. And it's been true, you know?
It is the truth. YouTube, like, I learned all of it because of it. Like, in the beginnings, like, back in high school, I was learning After Effects, Photoshop, you know, Final Cut, and stuff like that, where now... Because thankfully, also being a producer growing up, I was able to use programs. I was able to learn that. Mm-hmm. So it was very simple, like for me to just jump into another like program. Like for SDFC, because my team uses Premiere, I learned Premiere in a week. Oof. So I was like, boom, I figured it out. Now I know it. Now I can handle a video. So
you're saying we can do it, bro. I'm getting subtle hints. It's like, you can do it, Barry.
You can do it.
You can. Yeah. So it was, you know, a lot of simple stuff with that. But I feel like still with Ground Floor, once they were like, you know what, we want to do this with you. And at first it was like right off the bat, a big click, right? Like we connected so easily, but somehow it became like automatically infused, like Omatic and Ground Floor are one, you know? So like when we would have movie premieres, like short doc premieres and stuff, we actually had one at 3Punk.
Did you?
Yeah,
I was there.
I did.
Was
did.
I? Was I there?
No,
was
you, weren't.
I
wasn't there. You weren't there that time, but
he's watching on the cameras.
Yeah. So we had a premiere there. I think that was our first one, right?
Yeah.
And like, again, that is like the learning curve where we're like, let's just go for it. Let's just see what's up. And
dude, 85% of it, I'm throwing that number out, just in a random number.
That's a good
it's
percent.
It's just going for it.
Exactly.
It's just fucking sacking up. And I've said sacking up twice. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from. But it's like, you just do it.
Exactly.
You don't know what's going to happen. And that's beautiful. You don't know if it's going to work out, and that's learning. You just go out there, say, I'm going to fucking do this, and you do it, and then you learn.
Exactly.
Win or lose, it's a learning experience, bro.
Yeah.
Win or lose, it's a learning experience. Look at this.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah, this is with FaZe Rug. So we have a connection here with FaZe Rug. Mm-hmm. Thanks, of course. Ground Floor Murals being so everywhere that FaZe is like, I need these guys here. So as you can see, you know, just at his pad, oh, I'm going to do this. And then you can see a transition over.
God, that's policy.
Yeah. So it goes from there into O-Matic vibes in 3, 2, 1.
There he is.
We're in. Yep, the gaming world, bro.
So FaZe is a huge name in the gaming world.
Yes.
All right.
Who drew that smiley face on your van?
I think I did.
People always ask me, why does it look like he has stains on the roof of his van?
Because he's an artist.
No. Somebody gave me beer once, and then I just left it in by accident, and then like it was a really hot day.
Where was the beer from?
I forget.
Serves you right.
That's
twice you've cheated on me. No, my brewery and my mom.
I didn't take it inside. I'll say that. Your beer I take inside.
You left it in the car.
Say it again.
Okay.
Say it again, Don. What do you take inside, bro? You're going to regret coming on the canceled couch, fool. get a couch shot real quick. Oh, look at that.
Hey.
Look at compa O-Matic. What's up with the white shoes and the white socks? Curious, asking for everyone in the chat.
Me?
For you?
Both of you.
Oh, I don't have white socks. Check these out.
Sure.
Oh, I made you look, homie.
Oh, damn. You got a punch
above
me now.
Your waist.
Look at that. Very nice.
That's
bro.
Good. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's a style. Creator vibe. It's an artsy
obviously,
vibe.
It's something I don't have.
I like the white.
I'm old.
White
I don't have style.
Miss me with that shit. I got my Oreo socks again.
I'm excited for this connection.
Yeah.
It's the connection I never knew existed, but now I can't not have it. You know? I didn't know that you made all of their content as it relates to video component.
Or
you know?
That's two heavy
hitters coming together, bro.
Yeah, it's always been kind of like low key because that's how I've always been, you know.
Low key.
Like low key, yeah. So it's like we're, as videographers, you know, we're mellow. We're not big like out there people. But also, I kind of have that in my blood a little bit. So I did have a podcast. I did have stuff on my end that I produce, but once I got too busy, I'm like, well, cutting everything. But with Paul and being able to do these like documentary premieres for Ground Floor helped me like
every time
enjoy that
they do
lot.
An event, every time they do a new piece of work, a new mural, a new project, it's dope because you bring all of your homies in. That's what I like about I appreciate that about Ground Floor is that they're very communal in that sense. DJ White Carrot gets a gig, you know, O-Matic gets a gig, whatever bar, brewery, pub, restaurant. They get a gig.
Right.
Everybody's involved is very communal, you know? Yeah. And you probably did it organically, not really realizing what you're doing, but legitimately, you are owning your backyard. Mm-hmm. You're putting your flag in your community and letting know, hey, anytime I win, we're all going to win.
Right, exactly.
We're all going to eat a little bit.
Right.
Learn from that, Barry, because you're the only one eating in your line of work right now.
You want to come play at Tipsy? Come on over.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the magnanimous Barry.
And then bring your accordion. Let's go.
You don't want that.
No, it's hell,
true. Sliders.
We have to. We have to. And then we get food. We get, you know, the whole community comes.
I'm sold. I've been a big fan of you and Cena and Ground Floor since I realized who the heck you were.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
As soon as that happened, like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I think like maybe two-ish years ago, I was like, these guys get down. You know, I was like, these fucking DJ with Carrot DJ'd the golf tournament, dude.
Yeah,
you know,
yes, sir.
It's all full circle group here.
Yeah. No,
we're all connected.
We take you as blueprint. Like truly, like what you're doing is just like, okay, cool. You know, all our friends get to come together and work on something bigger than ourselves.
There it is.
And
man.
So it's like nice because like I come here and I see, okay, how can we implement this and like do our own in our own way? But it's just really cool to see it work and work well and people support it and love it. So we love it.
More community happened this weekend, Barry, since you're asking.
Yeah.
More community. Saturday, I was fortunate enough to be invited to the Chula Vista Police Officer Association Winter Ball.
That's a mouthful.
I don't even know if that's the name of the thing. But I'm going to go with that. And it was awesome. Look at these stellar young couples, dog. Turns out the guy on the left is no longer the second highest ranking Mexican in Chula Vista Police Department. He introduced me to the highest ranking one. So now actually he is the second highest ranking. Albert Big Gums, or what is it? Capital Gums, lowercase teeth, his beautiful wife. his partner Fabio, his beautiful wife, that stunning man in Caguama boots and a Pitiello belt and a Versace suit, because that's just how I fucking get down, dog.
Hell yeah.
It's actually Tommy Hilfiger. And my beautiful wife. We were all out there celebrating life, celebrating just being invited, dude. This open bar.
You kind of look like Tommy Lee Jones in Men in Black.
Oh, I do? I never watched that movie. Is that good?
Shit, it's a good movie.
Hey, I just realized I have a long torso and short legs. What the fuck? Hey, yo, take that camera off. I don't want to see that.
It's the angles. It's the angles.
It's the angles. It's the
angle. You got a professional, like O-Matic, take that picture?
Bro, we were out there having a blast. It was a good time. There was a raffle. We were entered into a raffle carrot. Wet carrot, sir. Sorry. We were entered into a raffle and we won a laptop.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Full. Wow.
My wife, he won a laptop. I won a posturpedic pillow.
Were these all Full Circle donations?
Yeah. Like all these fools donated cash and the coppers went out and fucking bought gifts and shit.
Coppers?
God, they take me alive.
He lives in the 1920s, if you didn't know.
Hey, hella weird hanging out with coppers. You know, hella weird hanging out with coppers who were just like on a sick one.
How long did it take you to start cussing in front of them?
Oh, instantly. This is because I went to one of these things prior. And I went to one of these things like 2 years ago and I was hella nervous there. So nervous, I hit the pen hard. And I was
at
just,
the event?
Yeah, I was like just at on the table. And I was just like, oh my God, what is going on? You know, but now I was like, oh, it's chill, fool. You know, I was like, cops all around being racist, doing the fucking Los Tucana Pichi, La Chona and shit. There was all white dude coppers on the dance floor dancing La Chona. All the Mexicans were at the table. Like, what the fuck? We don't dance this shit on me. Not around you guys. But it was fun.
I want us to learn.
It was a good time. How are we supposed to learn? It was awesome. We won gifts, bro. Thank you, Lieutenant Oyos, for the invite, the shout out. Awesome to hang out with Albert. Albert had an opportunity to go up there and MC the raffle.
Oh, shit.
Fish out of water, dog. He ain't ready. He ain't about that.
I saw his little video. He looked good.
Yeah, really?
He got some laughs.
At him. Oh, fuck. They weren't laughing at the shit he said. Weird.
That laugh hurt me right there.
People were laughing. As soon as he talked, they were like, what the fuck is this little guy talking about? Whatever.
They're like, I think I arrested that guy.
Yeah, he for real. It was awesome. These events have the best drugs.
All right.
No cierto, pero poquito. So that was awesome, dude. Followed by an Anthony Jeselnik comedic show. Wow. We bought these tickets in April. Wifey and I are big Anthony Jeselnik fans. No secret, we like to travel to watch comedy shows. We've been to LA to watch many a show. One of our favorite venues in LA is in West Beverly called the Largo. Mm-hmm. Largo Comedy Show. And that's where Anthony Jeselnik holds residency once a month when he's not touring. Sarah Silverman, Mark Maron, fucking who else? The dude from Saturday Night Live who's in Portlandia right now. I can't remember his name.
Sick.
All of these dudes, they're all part of that. But here we are sitting down, perched in my little seat at the Balboa Theater. If you've never been to the Balboa Theater, fool, that shit is sick as fuck.
Dude.
It's old school. It's like old Victorian, homie. I was expecting Abraham Lincoln to get stabbed or shot in the back sitting on the corner. It was just very nostalgic. I've never been there, but I felt like I've been there through a history book at school. It just seemed very cool. Anthony Jeselnik comes out. He has a comedian that opened up for him, which was weird. It was only two people. And I believe her name was Blair.
Which project?
The person who opened before. Oh, which project? Yeah. Blair Saki. Her name was Blair Saki. She's funny. She's from Huntington Beach. She's from Orange County. Funny lady. Did her thing. Awesome. Warmed the crowd up. And then here comes Anthony Jeselnik like an erect penis right through the vagina.
Sick.
Sat there, stood up. Shit on everybody. Had a blast. Crowd work. Storytelling. I was in awe. Anthony Jeselnik for me
still
is
still the GOAT?
Still the GOAT in my eyes.
Good.
Still the GOAT. Not a big fan of the podcast. I love it. I love it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about us. I was no. What the fuck? What
do we do to him? Dude, we're doing it right now.
It's not my favorite podcast, but he fucking gets down on it and his partner too. Mm-hmm. Everything that Jeselnik does, I will always watch. Mm-hmm. He's having an event in May 10th called the whatever the Netflix comedy show is that they have. Mm-hmm. Not Funny Netflix or whatever it's called. I'm going to buy tickets to that, dude, because I want to go. It's right after my birthday. I'm a big fan, dude. I'm a fan of what Jeselnik does, and I think wifey is too.
That's good. I'm glad it wasn't one of those things where it's like, I fucking love this dude. He's my favorite. You go out there and he fucking stinks.
No, okay. So look, the Largo.
That happens a lot.
Okay, so the Largo is a small venue. They have a nice little bar inside, and it's a nice stage. It probably holds less than 150 people. Mm-hmm. All right, you buy your tickets, and they don't assign you a seat. First come, first serve. We're obviously coming from Chula Vista, San Diego. So we're driving up. So we'll get there like at 6 p.m. The show doesn't start till 9. So when you get there and show them your ticket voucher, they'll give you a ticket to sit down. So we were like the fourth person there. Mm-hmm. So we got tickets right there, right in the middle. I was like, I'm going to get shit on by
Jess. Did he groundwork you?
Not at all. He looked at me and was like, too easy. He looked away. And he looked away. I was like, oh, man, I was ready.
He's like, you look like you host a podcast.
So awesome to be there watching comedians work shit out. Like, they'll go up there with a notebook and they'll be like, all right, cool. I don't think I'll use that one. I didn't get enough laughs. Oh, this one fucking bang. Keep using this. They're just up there doing their things. And it's called Jesselnik and Enemies. And it's just his homies.
Yeah.
It's just his homies that he brings up. And full, like, next time, when, because he's just finished his last show of the year, was ours here in San Diego. So I don't know how far into the new year he's touring. But after that, when he starts doing his monthly residency, we should go up there, fool.
I'm down.
I feel like it's a cool little double day. We go, we take the ladies, we go eat, we leave him in the room, we go get on a sickle, get some hookers, whatever. I think it'll be awesome. We don't have to do any of that.
I'm down with the eating and the comedy show and the taking the ladies.
We do not have to do any of the other parts, but just going to the Largo is sick, dude. Guys, who's your favorite comedian? Paul Jimenez the III?
Well, I watch a lot of Tony Hinchcliffe.
Oh, nice.
But Daniel Tosh was always like my favorite.
Daniel Tosh was just recently at the Balboa Theater as well, bro. Yeah. San Diego is a low-key mecca. Lowercase m.
True.
Lowercase m of comedic performances in San Diego. Like, San Diego, we get down. We get a lot of fucking comedians that roll through here.
And we got a lot of people like up and starting. Like, dude, this is a hotbed of like just
Bobby Lee right comedy. Now is my favorite San Diegan comedian.
Yeah,
just the way best. He gets down. He gets down. He's fucking funny. He has a podcast that's entertaining. He's always saying dumb shit, but you watch it, you're like, fucking
Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee.
What about you, young man? O-Matic made it. Who is O-Matic's favorite comedian currently?
Damn, bro.
It's an easy question.
It's not easy because he got canceled. Easy.
Who is it? Oh, wait, let me guess.
Dane Cook.
No.
Ari Shaffir.
No. Chris D'Elia.
Oh, Chris D'Elia, he's back, fool. It's all good.
He's back. And I saw him there.
Yeah.
So at the Balboa Theater.
The Balboa Theater.
And he is...
Not sponsored by them, by the way. No. But hey, guys, I mean, we've dropped your fucking movie.
How much is five? Seven tickets, really.
I mean, yeah, DJ fucking, wait, Carol DJ any event, whatever, dog. I'm just saying.
Bro, like, it was a trip seeing him. Like how you said, it's like, sometimes they're bad, right? Mm. Went to go see him, I was like, man, I wonder if this guy's going to be solid still. Like, it's been a minute.
It's been.
And laugh my ass off, bro.
I think of the comedians that have been canceled and are slowly making a comeback, like a Louis C.K.
Yeah.
He's come back like full force and he's doing his thing. Chris D'Elia, I've heard him on a few podcasts and I've seen some clips of him on YouTube of some of his stand-up. He's like, he's fucking back. They're doing it.
True.
So it's like, yeah, but I mean, shit. Comedy is comedy, you know? Real life is real life. It's always comes down to that question, the age-old question, Barry.
Can you separate artist from the art?
Can you?
True.
You know, I see motherfuckers listening to Michael Jackson still.
All the time.
We listen to R. Kelly. I don't support or endorse anything.
You
R.
know
Kelly's
every
done.
Word to real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk. You know?
What they it's eat true. Don't make us shit.
Real talk.
There it is. I'm just saying, like, it's important to separate the art from the artist.
All day.
Because everyone's an asshole. Everyone's a piece of shit. Some more than others. D'Elia did some dick. I don't even know what he did. What did he do? It's okay. We don't need to go there. I don't know what he did, but he's a funny guy. You know, I don't know. Whatever. I don't know where this was going. Balboa Theater. Anthony Jeselnik. Fuego.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That was the weekend, Barry.
Sick.
I don't know if I could top that with my weekend. I mean, I had some good shows. But yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about how hot showers drop dick on cold showers.
I do have some of that. I wanted to...
Well, before you get into that, I've done Peloton again.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not telling you not to do the Peloton.
Well, do it. Peloton 2 weeks in a row.
Uh-huh.
Legit. Like at least 3 days. All right? And cold showers. Which I'm fucking all on. And I take at least one shower a day. Sometimes two. Sometimes none. I'm a father of three. It happens. Does it? Is that how it happens?
That is how it happens.
Okay. Sometimes it happens. I'm not a smelly, but it just fucking happens.
It's all right.
I take a shower at least once a day. And it's a cold shower.
You change your towel regularly too. We learned that.
Once. I don't like multiple towels. Like I go in. Yeah. What? Is that?
Dude, I don't have that many towels.
There's five people in the fucking household.
Yeah, yeah.
That washer
a lot
is
of towels.
Dude, that washer is going nonstop at least once a day.
You guys just get a swimming pool and fucking.
No, it's expensive. It's fucking from California. What were we talking about, dog?
We're talking about cold showers versus hot showers.
Love a cold shower.
No, dude, you're off.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I did that too.
Here we go.
That's my fucking proof, though. All right, here we go. So we did the cold. I text you on Tuesday.
Benefits.
First day.
Reduces stress. Ernie from Texas. It increases muscle growth. Mm. It helps with a few other things. I believe it was your face, like your skin, certain other things. But more importantly for me, reduces stress. Cold showers have, in fact, this last week that I've done them every day for at least a minute to end my, and I raise it. Mm. So first day was a minute. At the end of the fucking hot shower.
I fucked up. I went straight cold shower. Oh, I just I put that shit on the coldest setting and jumped in.
I would hate cold showers too if I did that shit for
the worst.
I go in hella hot. I love it hella hot, dude. I like to open my pores and let all the evil out.
Well, how
and
do you know that the hot shower is not what's doing the good
well,
for you?
Well, because I don't know. And then I go straight cold and I close them pores. I say, enough. You know, enough.
I need a little bit of demon.
Right? Too many people have come into my pores now. It's over. Now let's close it off with some cold water. And then I feel crispy clean. I told wife, he's like, you know what, I don't know what the science is behind it, but I'm enjoying these cold ass minute showers at the end of my regular shower. Sell me in a hot shower.
So a hot shower has many more benefits.
Okay.
And I think benefits that would also lead to stress reduction. I maybe haven't even gotten to stress reduction because it's such a long list.
Go ahead.
First on the list, improve sleep. We all need more of that shit. They say if you take a hot shower or bath an hour or two before bed.
Well, here's a sleep cheat code. Work hard all day, and by the time you get home and take a shower, you're going to fall asleep real quick.
But it's not the best sleep.
That's weird.
Your body shutting down, like like when you know, you just got no more in you, and that's all you got. But like if you take a hot shower, you're going to get better rested sleep. You're going to be more comfortable. You have
cold
better
showers in the morning, hot showers at night.
So take two showers a day, basically.
There it is.
You're going to improve your sleep. It erases respiratory illnesses, which is true. Anytime you get a cold or you got some mocos, like they don't tell you get in a cold shower. You say get in a hot shower. Open that shit up. Get them boogies out. I've spit up some of the best loogies I've ever had in a hot shower.
Well, that's because you have an issue.
And I will continue.
You probably have the early onset of tuberculosis.
That might be true. Look into that.
Look into that.
I've taken the test, actually.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, several times at the YMCA. So thank you. Thank you, YMCA.
I'm bored at the YMCA. Let me take a TB test.
It'll improve your circulation.
Of?
Blood.
Oh, I thought blunt passing.
It opens up that too. I mean, if you're showering with the homies, they're going to want to pass the blunt more.
There it is. Circulation?
Yeah,
really?
It opens up more of your
blood. I thought cold water did that shit. I could have sworn
cold and hot showers have several health benefits. Cold showers can improve circulation. Why? Why is it talking about cold showers here?
Turns out it's just water that improves circulation.
No, but the, I guess it's just water on your body. Relaxes muscles. You work out hard on that Peloton.
Let's go.
You're just going to stiffen yourself up getting in a cold shower. Not like that, though, because it's shrinkage. You will not get shrinkage in the hot shower.
I enjoy seeing shrinkage.
Okay, well, so everybody
gets when wifey sees me with non-shrinkage, she's like, wow. She's like, okay, this makes sense now.
I think I'm selling you, though, because...
you're not selling me. I'm all in on cold showers, bro.
Reduces blemishes.
Blemishes? I'm 44, dog. Get a close-up on my face.
He is pretty clean.
Look at this thing, dude.
Because as you start hot shower,
I have like little scars here, but I think those are age scars now, dude. I've reached that age where I'm an old fuck, as you were.
Okay. this one is my favorite reason, according to Google. Hot showers feel great.
I don't know, dude.
It's the truth.
No, hot showers are very good. They're better for your skin. They're better for your muscles.
So you're better team hot
for
shower.
Your respiratory system. As a singer, I need more of that.
I'll take it easy,
fuck
Billy
about
Joe.
Stress, dude.
So you are team hot shower.
Hot shower.
I am team hybrid shower. I'll start off hot and I'll end it up cold.
Yeah.
O-matic?
Hot.
Really, fool?
Sizzling? Type of showers.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I have heard cold is good. Like after a hot. No, I'm chilling in the hot.
Okay.
I get cold when
How
I turn off the
hot. How are you chilling in the
hot?
That's an oxymoron. you can't chill in the hot. Paja, Paul Jimenez from Ground Floor, what is your shower of choice?
I'm on the same wave, the start hot and cold.
See? That's why I like you, fool. That's why I like you.
It's good. You get both. You get the best, the benefits.
You look like Jake Gyllenhaal in the movie where Brokeback Mountain, where he's wearing that jacket. I think I'm pretty on point with that assumption.
Can we get a side-by-side?
Can we get a side-by-side?
Yeah.
What else do you have there, buddy boy?
All right, so the benefits of hot shower wasn't enough for you?
No, not sold.
What else do I have? You got the notes open.
Can you wrap a Christmas present?
Yeah, baby.
Do we want to do this, fool?
Yes, I do. I really
let's
do.
Go.
But this is the show ender. Is this the end of the
this
show?
This is the end of the show.
All right,
bro.
Baby. Here's what we're going to do. Oh, I keep calling you baby. I always call you baby. I don't like it. I catch myself. I do not like it.
Just because you're married to a Mexican doesn't mean I am that Mexican, my friend.
You're my baby forever and always.
Let's do it.
I want to know who could wrap a better present. And now we got judges, too. So this is great. I got similar sized boxes. I got the exact same length of paper, tape, scissors, whatever you need. Steve and I are going to wrap a present, and the winner is going to get a fabulous prize. I'm bringing back the 15-minute BJ just for this episode.
Hey. All right, cool. is this the 15-minute BJ?
This is the 15-minute BJ.
All right, cool, dude.
You have selected the big box.
Ooh, balls. Nice. Is there anything in here?
Probably just an instruction manual.
All right, so I'm going to wrap. Bitch, I don't know how to wrap, first off.
Similar or same paper.
Go ahead.
There you go.
All right.
Should be enough. We're going on. We're going to have our judges give us some criteria while we what are you looking for in our raps while we do this?
Consistency.
And this is supposed to fit around the whole thing?
You could cut. I got scissors.
There's scissors.
I don't think mine is long enough.
I think it.
Ladies and gentlemen, 5.5 inches is actually the nation or the world's average, just so you know.
Yeah, right. Nice.
That's my approach.
This is
we
your
wanna,
approach?
We yeah. want some sharp edges there, all right? We don't want no, no right. puffy nothing, all right?
Yeah, we need some play-by-play.
Yeah, and he went ahead and wrapped. There's another fold.
Pass me the pinch of tape, fool. I feel like you're cheating.
It might. Yeah. That might be too small, actually. That one.
Here, I got some extra paper if you need it.
No, no. We'll make it enough. We'll make it enough.
Nice.
You chose the larger.
I like how you're using tape and you're pre-cutting it.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
I've never seen that done before.
Sometimes.
Pre-cut is
this is how it works.
Whoa.
It's funny when, nice.
All right.
Judges,
all right.
Is that cheating?
No, no.
It's not.
Look at, boom.
No, you made me rip.
I got you right here, bitch. It's over. For you?
It's over.
Let's see it.
Do you rip towards the gifts? Or do you tape towards the gift? Or do you tape the paper together?
Can I tape on the gift?
That's yeah, that's the question
totally,
I'm asking.
I mean, totally. I did.
No, but naturally, do you do that?
I would dock that.
That's how I get like a nice, solid wrap, dude. I would dock that.
Boom, look at that.
When you unwrap a gift, do you unwrap it or do you rip it open?
Are we talking about a lady or are we talking about our what are
the we talking real about aim here? Of what I'm doing right here thank is you. That I wanted us to prove because I've always heard dads cannot wrap fucking presents. I've always heard that. My dad could not wrap a present. He'd always make me and my sister do it. And he would make my sister do it. I want to bring it back, dude. I want dads to be able to wrap presents.
Yeah,
and if we need to learn, we should have a fucking class.
I'm going
to
break you a little bit further. I don't even buy my kids gifts, bro. Wifey buys the gifts, and when the kids are opening, we're all of us are surprised. Like, I don't know what
we
the fuck
we got a PlayStation.
Like,
kids,
oh, shit, more Mean Bucks. Let's get it. Like, wifey does her, she kills it on Christmas. I am very anti-Christmas. As you can imagine, I work at a place where
I'm not doing good here.
Christmas, you suck,
I'm getting a little fucking lost here.
Look it. I just did this.
Wow. You guys are.
Oh my god!
We got
dog.
Time limit.
Oh man!
You know what?
Go ahead.
You sure good. You don't need extra paper?
I don't care, dude. I'm content with just leaving this block like this. Look at boom.
We'll put a tag.
Look
on.
At that. You
boom.
Still don't know what it is.
Sneak preview.
Boom, makes bro. Sense.
That's cool.
I was the guy that would like put things in a fucking bag and just wrap it with duct tape. Like,
oh,
that was always my
nice. Move.
But I feel like in my adult life, especially as a father, I need to step my shit up and learn how to wrap.
As
presents.
A father, you should always.
I don't feel like
strive
he should
to
be unwrapping Toy Story toys or something in a bucket of duct tape. You know,
dude, for real.
That no, would be good. Hilarious though. He's three, so that'd be a long open.
I fucked up, bro. I don't think this is gonna work out as I wanted.
Oh, you're almost there.
You're almost there. You're almost there.
We got time. We got time. Oh, my that's note looking is looking great. Bad.
Okay, we'll see.
1 minute.
Oh shit.
Here
we go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's even got adding you? The
card. Need more tape?
No, like fuck it. I'm good. I'll make it work.
Oh, fuck.
I'm a resilient father. Look at that. Okay, maybe a little piece of tape. Maybe one more little piece and I'm good. Hey, and you know what? This works. Because what happens to gifts after they open? They just get thrown on the floor,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah, the trash.
For sure. All right.
True. Fuck. Time. I can't even do tape. Hold on. Uh-oh.
I'm just calling time for me. I'm done.
Oh, okay. 30 seconds? Fuck.
Let's go ahead and show that camera your finished product
oh,
right there.
Shit, bro. This
it's
is
a little
horrible.
Flappy.
I got a little note so you can write note. To child from Santa because Santa
you
gets
added
all the,
a plus?
You get all that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Look at this.
That's,
bro.
That's extra points.
Too, look at that.
And what nice. Kid doesn't want a box of matches, dude?
That's good just don't look at the back.
You put it
but
down
this
like
shit this. Is clean as fuck. Right.
That is nice.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
I win. I win.
All right, let me get you your prize.
What do I win?
You
what
guys
you
go ahead and vamp a little bit. Hold on.
All right, fuck. Omatic, what do you got for us? Wrap it up, buddy. Something to promote, pimp, and do things with.
OmaticMadeIt.com. Be sure to follow me on Instagram. OmaticMadeIt. Me and Paja, Paul from Ground Floor Murals, have a bunch of stuff coming up this coming year.
Hell
so
yeah.
just stay tuned. If you don't follow Ground Floor Murals, be sure to follow Ground Floor Murals. There is OmaticMadeIt.com. You can contact me on there. Contact me on Instagram. Look at them. It's even their video that's playing. That's crazy.
All the brands.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah,
things.
So we're all over the place. There is a bunch of stuff coming with San Diego Football Club. So stay tuned. Thank you for having me on.
This is your new home, bro. Whatever you need from us.
I'll be here tonight, all right?
How's that?
Door open.
Paul,
your
Jimenez
key is in the mail.
From Ground Floor Mural, what do you got for us?
Pretty much the same thing. Follow us online. That's how you get to know us.
Look at that. Live and direct.
Get ready for that bus you, tour.
Hey. Oh, yeah, the bus tour.
I think I fucked up, bro. I put that video, the little reel out, that fucking angel the God created on the reel. The real God. He put out the reel about Ground Floor Murals. You like that. You're so easy.
It's a late hitter. Mm.
We will be doing a guided mural tour.
Yeah. I can't wait for that.
We have to, one, find out how much it costs to get a party bus. But more importantly, we got to find out how many people would be down. And based on just the people who are there, we've got enough for a legit tour.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to open it up to the social club first and be like, all right, who from here would like to purchase a ticket to join this tour to visit all of the San Diego Padre-inspired murals by Cena and Compa Paul from Ground Floor Murals. They are going to be on the bus. They're going to be hosting, narrating each stop.
They're going to be on a sick one.
This is Joe Musgrove. No Joe. I forget what Cena said about the no-hitter. He performed a no-hitter.
Oh,
I
believe that's how she referred.
Committed a no-hitter.
Joe Musgrove committed a no-hitter.
And he's never been caught.
and he's still out on the loose. He's
still at large.
Drinks provided by Ballast Point. He reached out. He's like, hey, asshole. Just because you put shit out there, you think it's going to happen? And I was yeah. He's like, yeah, okay. Well, we got it. So they're going to be bringing beers. We'll be bringing beers. Nice. I know El Compa Cesar Torres, he has his company that represents brewers. Well, I'm sure we can get some beers from there. You and Cena will be hosting and telling stories on each mural. We will be able to get a nice big party bus. I'm sure we'll be able to have somebody cater it. Mm-hmm. The people from, where is it? Key and Cleaver reached out. They said, hey, come in and have some burgers with us.
They're all right, sick.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Maddox, something to add?
It will get documented.
Ooh, oh, so you're going to be on the documentary.
Going? Who's going?
Yeah.
Old Maddox made it, motherfucker.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it'll be documented. And then if, you know, it can be promoted. And then, you know, if it's some VIP little thing on the side or something, you know, it's like, hey, come watch it over here.
Yeah, we got to come up with cost.
Yeah.
We got to come up with what's included. We got to make sure we sign a waiver for them, because some of y'all motherfuckers don't know how to drink. Some of y'all, I'm pretty sure you get in that bus, you're going to take your clothes off. It's going to be, what the fuck? Put your clothes back on, Barry. You know, shit like that. Yeah. It'll be fun.
This is for the documentary.
Yeah, that's true. With the camera in the face, like, yeah, let's go.
Shoot, my nipple is hairy. Wild. Yeah. They call me Hariola. Oh my
God. Harry Berry.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of pot committed you guys.
Yeah,
to
totally.
This.
I was surprised. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm down.
I'm glad you did it.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
There should be a karaoke component too.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. That's what I'll add. Yeah. I'll add the karaoke component.
Dang. Barry, what do you got coming up?
It's going to be just more shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm wrapping up the year. It's kind of slow, you know.
Is it the end of the year now?
There will be a live stream coming before the end of the year. Mm. I just don't know when yet.
Do it here, fool.
I would, but.
But what?
It's so much easier at my house.
Yeah, but then I could come out and hang out and watch you and throw
shit
at you.
You can come to my house and hang out?
I don't want to. That's a little weird.
It is kind of weird, dude.
I don't like hanging out at people's houses. That's where they live. That's not
except you complain. The one time you came and picked me up for here, you're like, didn't invite me in. I was like, not a fan. Yeah. What do you want to see my bike?
Like, come over for dinner. Sounds cool. Come over and hang out. Nah, if I'm cool.
Come play Xbox.
I'll play you from home.
Yeah.
I like to play from my bed like a little
we still gotta play Call of
teenage
Duty.
Girl with my legs kicked up and I'm on my belly playing Call of Duty, getting all the headshots. Get at me at Emo Brown for all your Call of Duty ass whippings. I'm here to hand them out. I am also handing out FIFA ass whippings.
I'll play as Manchester U.
I'm also handing out. Actually, I'm buying
like college
the kids.
Now that I say it.
Yeah,
I'm buying the kids the basketball game. I've never had one. NBA 2K, whatever.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
I've never bought one.
Get an old one.
No. 16. We're getting the new one, fool.
2K16.
Somebody told me at work.
You'll be watching commercials while you play
it? No. The homie Jad at work said, the new one has like throwback players and shit. So I'm like, I want
so does
that.
The old one.
I don't know about that.
They
I,
were just
I know for
players.
A fact that this one. So I want to start playing the kids. I want to get more involved with them on their gaming stuff because they're nerds when it comes to gaming. So I got
Fortnite Steam's coming.
Gamers unite,
no,
dude.
Never that.
Roblox.
Get at me, Animal Brown. Get at him at what?
CVBJ.music.
And?
Or InstaBeej if you just want to see like a grand total of everything.
And if people want to talk shit to you in the video game world.
That's Helen Keller on Xbox.
That's the one I was trying to get out of you. Helen Keller.
Nice.
Because you never see or hear that ass whooping coming. It just kind of shows up.
She's a silent assassin.
Dope.
Are you guys on some sort of fucking gaming shit?
I'm trying to.
I'm going
to
learn, dude.
Echo Notes on Xbox Live.
Baby. Oh, what's your name on there?
Echo Notes. ECHONOTES. Echo Notes on Xbox.
METOS.
I'm about to go see if Sir Beats a Lot is available on Xbox.
I got to change it now.
I think you should change it from fucking Helen Keller to Barry Beats a Lot.
Barry Beats a Lot.
That's a good one. That sounds way better.
Oh, yeah. Angel, we love you. Hit that button, dog. Let's do the thing.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah,
we have a thing to discuss before we do that.
What
the fuck? Upcoming episodes.
How dare,
next week is
how
Christmas.
How dare you do that, dog? That's like
this is a cliffhanger.
That's
baby.
Like kicking a dog pre, like right in the middle.
I
want
to hold on to Angel as long as we can.
All right, cool.
Next week is Christmas. The week after that, New Year's Day.
All right.
What are we doing? Are we doing a Christmas episode?
What's your schedule, fuck? Angel? What are you available next week?
I'm off this week, Wednesday, Thursday.
This week?
Yes.
But next week?
Not yet.
You told me last... Oh, you motherfucker.
I have it for this week.
Is it probably going to be Wednesday, Thursday? Let's just shoot for Wednesday.
All right.
Let's shoot for Wednesday for the next 2 weeks.
We could do like a Monday early thing.
I'm free on Christmas.
I'm down for New Year's Day.
I don't
have
kids. New Year's Day.
You do got kids.
I'm down for New Year's Day for sure.
Yeah.
But for this, for Christmas week,
let's do a Wednesday. So next week, tune in. See, that's why we...
See? All right. We have Angel for a few more.
Yeah.
And he actually said he's down to still just record and leave. Right? Are we still have you on that, Angel?
Right now he's trying to do the
look at me,
part.
Motherfucker. Look at the camera and say, I will simply come in and record and leave.
Nice.
All right, fool. And that's all we need you for. Right. Then Omatic's going to come and do his thing.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
The Omatic effect.
Truth. All right, it's true. No, because he always says truth. And then it all went to shit. It all went to shit.
I don't believe in truth anymore.
Now I don't believe in truth, bro.
Such a videographer, bro.
Yeah, is that how it happens? Are you guys flaky?
We're like drummers, all right?
This is our second one.
Let's get it. Just kidding. Yeah, dude.
Push the button. Get out of here.
Here's your prize.